I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to a very special live edition of the Balls Deep Sports Podcast on the Blackout Tips Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, joined by my co-host as always, except that one time, Jay Treezy. What's up, Justin?
Damn it, I'm still trying to earn that sick day back, man.
Well, you know, it's kind of difficult for some people. I know some people, they make excuses. They break a nose. All of a sudden, they can't play ball for 6 weeks. They don't want to wear a mask. It happens.
Man, it's so dark-skinned of you to keep bringing that up.
Are we going
to
do that in front of Chris, man? Are we
really gonna Chris not company, man. I met Chris years ago, so he not company.
I don't like to see the infighting.
I got support.
This is what.
Are you saying that I'm light-skinned? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Well, we do have company in there, as Justin alluded to. We have a person that's probably been on the show the second most, and that's Karen. What's up, Karen?
How y'all doing out there?
I hope you're ready to watch this draft, and you can't fall asleep on it like you normally do.
I know, right? Us,
so.
Oh, yeah.
And Karen is on draft report duty. She's watching the picks, and she's going to let us know who's being picked, and we're going to give our commentary as we do the show. And then we have a first-time guest of Balls Deep, but he's been on the Blackout Tips podcast before. It's my man Chris, a.k.a. Asian Chris, as I call him sometimes. What's going on, Chris?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. I'm glad you can make it. And, you're a big get, man. We wanted to watch I watch the draft with Chris every year anyway. So it was like, why not watch it here? And podcast it, and in between picks and commercial breaks and all that stuff, we're gonna use that time to talk about some actual news, and hopefully we'll be able to get to everything, and we won't have to do a show tomorrow. We just do this shit. Definitely something new in the podcast, live draft coverage for the Blackout Tips Network. All right, first things first, man. Andrew Wiggins just went number one, so we gotta talk about that shit. What do y'all think about Andrew Wiggins going to the Cavs? Does this solidify that he will never achieve the potential that he's destined to that I thought he was gonna have?
Never. No. If anything, he'll probably be better now. Because he wants to going to Cleveland is like purgatory, and he wants out of purgatory.
I don't know. He got on that flower suit.
So you go judge him by how he dressed.
Yeah, I don't like them flowers, that flower suit. and the flower pendant. Who dressed him? Steve Harvey?
I like that pattern he got. I like that pattern on his coat. It looks nice on Karen.
I'm with Karen. Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, that shit looks like somebody's like designer durag or something.
y'all so get off my lawn right now. Like this. That's a fly suit for today's time.
It looks like the shit on the inside of your suit when you flip it inside.
Right.
We're going to get at the tag.
Like, he's rocking the Will Smith from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air look right now.
Right. And Will Smith, look at his life right now. Mm-hmm. He got two women. They all go out on vacation together. He living a dream.
So, what? Now, we always do evaluate this part of the draft that everyone seems to neglect, Justin. And I'd be remiss if we didn't discuss it on each pick, but, what do you think about his hold control and going to Cleveland? Is he going to be able to, really control the women out there? Is he going to end up in trouble? Is he going to lose a half like Paul George? What?
I think he'll be fine coming from Kansas. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he's used to the groupies.
Wait a second. He's in Cleveland. Wouldn't worry about the girls in Cleveland.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Anything he runs into in Cleveland is like this. It's like running into high school chicks again.
Now, road trip, that's when you're in trouble.
I think he can handle it. I think he can. I would have liked him to come to the
LeBron Hornets. Did have legendary hold control when he was in Cleveland. He used to send dudes to the club to pick up the women and bring them back to his palatial estates and party on party at home like it was the club. He basically built a club in his house.
Smart.
So maybe but then, they're not paying dudes like they used to, but maybe Wiggins can do something like that.
I think he's gonna be fine, man. And that suit clearly says I'm ready for this.
Is this his parents?
It's gotta be.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I like that he has parents that didn't go on TV and embarrass him. You can sit down. You can interview him. Nobody's crying. Like they look pretty look pretty respectable.
His suit clearly says I'm ready for the prime time. Because if he just went with the traditional suit, that'll let you know he wasn't ready. He's just trying to fit in, do whatever.
His suit said he ready for the prom.
That suit says that suit says paternity suits to me. That's what that says to me. You will be having to dish out some money for paternity suits at some point.
We got the number 2 pick coming,
Milwaukee Bucks.
All right, Milwaukee Bucks on the clock. Now, is he just saying that on the clock, or is he like, yeah, this is the pick?
No, you know?
Jabari Parker.
Oh, Jabari Parker, welcome to Milwaukee. Pretend to be excited. Let me see his face.
Oh, he's not happy at all.
His face doesn't look that excited.
You know, when he went in for his workout, they said he dogged it for Milwaukee.
Yeah, that looks like the face of a young man that said, damn it, I was hoping they wouldn't get me.
Who is more upset right now, though, between Jabari or Joel?
Jabari.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Andrew.
Well, Andrew said that, didn't Andrew say he knew he wasn't going to be the number one pick yesterday? And now he is. So I think Andrew is, I think Andrew's excited to be the number one pick because it means something. And I think being number 2 and going to Milwaukee means nothing to Jabari. Well, that's what you get from Duke, man. So, I really thought that they were going to try to combine Kyrie and Jabari into, like, you know, a Duke tandem, and maybe you can get Kyrie to stay and all that. And so much for that theory. Damn.
Nobody wanted to go to Cleveland. But
that's every year. What the fuck does that matter?
So, right. So, like, they talking about the Milwaukee workout. Did he even go to Cleveland to work out?
Yeah.
Jabari's like, I'm not even going to Cleveland to work out.
People overstate the workouts, and I don't understand how they get so overstated every year. If the guy dogs it in the workout, but you got all this tape on him, you know he's going to be good, and you figure he just doesn't want to play for your city, you draft him anyway. Charlotte has made that mistake, like, 3 times, where, like, oh, Brandon Roy said he didn't want to play here, so we just let him go.
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, like, why the fuck would you do that? You just go, I don't care what you want. This is why we have a draft, kid. So either fuck up your career by not getting on the court, or you just play, you know? So I don't know, dog. I think you draft Jabari Parker there, and I think Jabari Parker is the right pick. Now I got to wonder how far Embiid falls. Because everybody had him number 1 on their boards that works for ESPN, and now he's number 3 off that foot injury.
It's a good chance he can go 6th.
6th?
Would you like him with Charlotte, though?
Obviously, yes. I mean, but we have Al Jefferson already. We have Zeller already. So we do have some big men here. But, I mean, a guy, if he fell that far, of course I want him. He's not falling that far. That's crazy. Yeah. Let's play the theme song, man. We didn't even play the theme song yet. And we got time between these picks.
Chris, you heard the theme song?
I don't know.
All right.
How, Dave? You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's,
it sounds
and
low.
I sink all the way low. Down to the bottom, and you can't find
turn it up.
That, Dave? That's right, Dave.
I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about balls deep.
In love.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about her positive traits.
Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Are you listening when I'm talking just a tipping? Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I? We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep in love. That's right, guys. It's balls deep time. Karen, keep me updated on that pick.
Not yet.
All right. We got some emails. Let's talk about them. Lionel writes in, BDS takes. What's going on, Rod and Justin? I've been thoroughly enjoying the show as always, especially Balls Deep Sports 57. Will you guys take on Bron's decision this summer? What's your, and your guys take on Bron's decision this summer? Looking at the Heat in proper perspective, they've been wildly successful and have been a great flagship NBA team for LeBron to stake his claim to. Like Rod said, he's a lot closer to winning in Miami than he would be any other franchise, despite what Chris and D-Wade do. And here's my argument why, and I apologize in advance for nerding out. This man has a three-point stance, and point three has A, B, C, and D. So he went into some detail. The salary cap increase is number one. Next season, the salary cap is increasing by approximately $5 million from 56.68 to 63.2. Damn, he put the numbers. With tax threshold going up and over $5 million, 71.7 to 77 million. That type of increase is worth at least one serviceable NBA player. And with the discounts dudes are taking to play in Miami, maybe even a serviceable starter. Further, since Miami lowered his salary last year below the tax threshold by trading Joel Anthony and releasing Mike Miller, they won't be repeat tax offenders for the 2014-2015, thus paying $4 for every $1 over the threshold for being four-time offenders. All right. I'm sure everybody understands that in the room. No, mm-hmm. God.
Mm-hmm. Way over my head.
So I guess they don't get penalized as much because they were under the cap last year. The new salary cap rules must really penalize people for being repeat salary cap offenders, like being over their cap. So he's saying they can spend some money this year. Yes. Number two, the Heat can unload dead weight. The Heat are freeing up approximately $25 million in cap space before you look at the big three. The only other players on contract are Norris Cole and Udonis Haslem. If Udonis Haslem opts out because he's been known to be a team player or retires, that's almost $30 million in space freeing up.
He got
to
stay.
Yeah, I can't picture him opting out again. Yeah, like, how much you going to ask one man?
He took that. He showed the loyalty once and barely made the roster. Yeah. I wouldn't risk it again if I was him.
Yeah, Pat Riley fuck around and be like, oh, yo, Udonis, we forgot to put your paperwork in.
76 is about to go up.
All right, 76 is our pick, and we'll get back to your email in a second, Lionel. Man.
Oh, Embiid.
Send me another
Embiid. Another one? Yeah. I don't know if I can.
Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid went number three, dog.
Look happy at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he didn't drop fast at all, man.
Is he at home? Because he looked like he at the house chilling, pissed.
He do look at home, but he look angry.
Yeah, hey, doc. Somebody said they have no sound. What are you talking about? Sound not working in the chat room? Somebody hit me up. Fixed it. All right, there was sound. I don't know what he was talking about.
He should. He should be happy going to. You know what? I'm gonna do my email.
Yeah. All right.
He should be happy going to Philly. Like, they just paid Noel a year to sit out.
Yep, and they got they still got
Michael Carter Williams. Right.
They have Thaddeus Young, who they were trying to trade to move up to the number one pick. So, but yeah, I mean, he's not a bad consolation prize.
No, he's not. But he does not look happy. He looked like somebody gave him the wrong kind of fried chicken. He was like, words. I want it baked.
Well, you know, he put on Instagram last night. Then he deleted. He said, feels good to be a Laker.
Oh.
So I don't know if he thought he was going to L.A. and how that was going to happen. Because L.A.'s pick is further down the draft. Maybe someone told him about a trade that was going to be worked out or something. But,
yeah, I think the Lakers are going to try to get Exum, that Australian point guard.
I don't think he's going to be there at 7.
Well, we'll definitely find out in a couple minutes here. But, yeah, Joel Embiid, man, to Philadelphia, home of the Roots and Rocky.
You know what, though? The facial expression he made. It's like he plans to go to Philly and get in trouble.
Oh, I'm looking at him and he looks happy.
Now he like, oh, the camera's rolling. Let me,
Yeah, cause at first I don't think he realized them cameras was rolling.
Dante Exum just tweeted, these are the longest 5 minutes in draft, so maybe he's going next.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Orlando's the next pick.
Yeah. He out there tweeting already?
Yeah, he already
reckless?
Tweeting.
He out there tweeting recklessly.
Now, we didn't discuss the whole control of Jabari Parker, and I'm assuming that's because he's a Mormon. Is that why we...
I don't know. They don't got no holes.
Justin.
It's Milwaukee.
It's Milwaukee. He's a Mormon.
Yeah, I mean,
you think he's going? He came
it's
from
too
Duke.
Cold.
But we had talked about it once before that if he can handle the women in Durham, yeah. that he should be fine.
It's too cold to hold.
And Duke players notoriously well known for having great hold control. Very rarely see those guys in any scandals involving the ladies of any kind. Embiid to Philadelphia, man. Back to this email. That type of increase is worth at least 1.7. Okay, all right. They can unload dead weight. If UD opts out because he's been known to be a team player, okay, get almost $30 million in his face. Chris Bosh has gone on record saying he's willing to take less to stay. Add that to D-Wade possibly taking half of his salary. And you can see a scenario where the big three stay intact and the Heat have over $40 million to play with. That's a lot of money.
That's not happening.
Yeah, I feel like if they do opt in, it won't free up 40 because they're going to opt back in and take, like, you know, they're going to get more than, I think they're going to get, they won't get their 20 mil each, but they'll get like, say, 15, 13. Like, it won't be like, and we'll just opt in and leave a lot of money, you know, right. Like, they'll be like, Pat, go get one person.
I don't even know if D-Wade would give up at all because he's got 2 years, $42 million left. You think he's going to get even close to that anywhere else?
No, but I think that it's possible he'll give up the money only because this idea in the first place was kind of his idea. And he could have just been like, I'm just taking max money for the rest of my career. I'm not taking any pay cuts. I don't care about winning the ring. And if he cares about winning the ring, like it seems like he does, there's a good chance he'll take some kind of pay cut. I don't know how big it'll be. And the biggest question to me is, are these guys going to be meat peeping each other? Are they going to be looking at LeBron's contract like, well, as long as my contract is equal to LeBron, then I'll resign? Because nobody's contract should be bigger than LeBron's, period.
That's right.
Anyway, so Chris Bosh is going on record saying, okay, adding the Heat's mid-level exception and first round pick, and you can see a scenario where he could add 5 to 6 guys, 4 to 5 quality guys to the core big three. Number three, the free agency pool is full of guys that can help. I've identified 3 needs for the Heat. A, another big that can defend the rim and keep the spacing. B, a wing to take up the minutes for D-Wade and take the defensive pressure off of Bron. And C, a reliable point who can handle the ball, make open shots, and occasionally create shots. You could add an area D bench help. Here are the guys in those 4 areas. Man, this is the most detailed email.
Who is this again?
This is Lionel. He's a lawyer, Esquire.
No wonder.
Did his research.
Don't forget the Esquire.
Yeah. I hope somebody's case didn't go to, like, somebody didn't go to prison.
Yeah, somebody else doing their research.
Orlando about the draft. All
right. Just let me know who the pick is.
They got to pick another big man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Is Jameer Nelson still there?
Yep.
Yeah, it's time to go point guard, I think. I know that's your boy.
Aaron Gordon.
Wow. First surprise of the night.
Wow.
First light skin drafted player of the draft.
Now, that is a dude that is going to have some problem with the hoes.
Nah, man.
This is our first pick where you can tell this dude's going to get in trouble. Orlando's in Florida. It's ratchet.
Man, he looked like he made for warm weather. Mm-hmm. He got that blue suit on. He knew he was going. He prepared.
Yeah, he coordinated with the team.
Blake Griffin with no red hair.
Yep. Yeah, this is a dude that clearly is going to go down there, start dating cheerleaders, end up getting a couple chicks pregnant, putting his dick on Instagram. This is going to happen.
Nah, it looks like he already had some chick at the table.
Yeah, so what does that have to do?
I'm just saying he used to keeping chicks around.
That's a starter chick.
Yeah, that's all that is.
And come on, man. He from Arizona, too? Like, the home of Gangland?
He too pretty.
How many times they been on Gangland?
He too pretty, man. He like Felon Bay. Like, he gonna just get in trouble, man. Yeah, I saw his...
He either going to be Michael Beasley or the dude from, you know, the Clippers.
Blake Griffin?
Yeah, Blake.
Why are you only comparing them to light-skinned people? Is this like how people only compare people to white people?
Yep. Yep. He either going to have her control like Blake, or he's going to be out of control like Beasley. So, I think he's going to be in control.
Here's the real question. Who is your all light-skinned team? I'm sure you've thought about this.
I haven't. I haven't.
Here's what I don't like about
But Charles would be number one draft. Charles Barkley.
Hey, you know what I don't like, though? I don't like players out of Arizona. They don't really do good in the NBA, man. What was the last one? Mike Bibby, maybe?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, man. I don't trust him. He had a... Like, what? I can't even remember Buddy's name that killed Duke.
Derrick Williams.
That dude is a nobody now. What happened? Like, he was supposed to be the future, dude. He had one great game against Duke, and now he got drafted high, and he didn't do anything, man. I don't trust this dude. No, and I'm not saying that because he's light-skinned, Justin. I already know what you're going to say. I'm just saying it because I don't trust dudes from Arizona.
He ready, man. Look at him. He ready. He got the coordinating suit.
Yeah, he more worried about the interview than playing ball.
His suit looked better.
Ask him who all is on the roster. He can't tell you. what do you think
that's
about
not
playing?
A concern.
What do you think about playing with Jameer Nelson?
His ass is, well, I'm the best looking player on the team. I'm going to have all the hoes. Dwight Howard already got rid of Royce for me, so I don't have to worry about groupies like that.
I got some music coming out next week. Never boys.
Yeah, he's like, what do you think about going to play with Aaron Aflalo? He's a pretty good prolific scorer. Who?
You know he got traded today, right?
Aaron Aflalo got traded?
Yep.
Where'd he go to?
Back to Denver.
Really? That's a weird trade.
Nobody likes him for whatever reason.
Yeah, what is his problem? They were trying to get rid of him all day, by the way. Like, it was the other rumor, we talked about it yesterday, was Aaron Aflalo to Cleveland for the number one pick.
Yo, man, nobody likes him. He can't.
Is he like an asshole or something?
He must be, man. You know, he's not just famous in the rap lyrics. He must be bringing the hood to work with him.
There's not a lot of two guards in the NBA that can give you 19 a night. There's just not. Like, he must be a dick or something. It makes no sense to be like, oh, you can go. Or we don't even, who did they get back even?
Oh, I don't know. I have to look it up.
All right. Look that up for me, Chris, man. Cause this is my first time hearing that. And I was just looking at all the trades before we got on the air. So anyway, Area A, big men that can defend and, face the floor. Paul Gasol, Kostas Koufos, Marcin Gortat, Amir Johnson, and Boris Diaw.
Gortat made his money this year in the playoffs, didn't he?
Wait. Yeah. Boris Diaw, really?
Yeah, that's what he wrote.
Not starting.
Now, Boris is at the end, so, and he picked his favorite out of that is Paul Gasol. By the way, that's my sleeper dude. That's what I've been saying for months at this point. I think that he should try to get Paul Gasol at all costs, because I think he can add something to the team that they don't have and they've never had, which is a actual scoring big man in the paint.
Powell would love it down there. He wouldn't have to work as hard.
Yep. LeBron would set him up. He can hit that 15-foot jumper. Yeah.
And as much as I love Kobe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He not playing with Kobe, so he probably would be happier just in general in life, and he probably would play better. Anytime you're happy, you play better.
Yep. Now I heard that a seat got traded, man, which makes me wonder if the Heat would have thought about getting him, you know.
Was he from Houston?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
they went to the Pelicans.
Yep, they basically gave him away because they wanted to get the money off the books. Because they're trying to get like LeBron and Melo or some crazy shit like that.
Yeah, they should trade Haslam for him.
They're talking about trading Lynn too.
Yeah, well, I felt like the writing was on the wall with that one because he started saying stuff as soon as the season was over, like, I might not be here and I regret Lynn's sanity and all this crazy shit. And I was like, man, he sounds like a dude who's going to retire or something. Just, don't worry, man. You're just going to go to a new team. You'll be fine. Chandler Parsons is this group B. Chandler Parsons, Trevor Ariza, Gordon Hayward, Terrence Ross, and OJ Mayo via trade. Thabo Sefolosha, my pick, Parsons, Ross, or Hayward. I like Chandler Parsons a lot. I wonder how much he'll command in a free agency.
Well, he's also a restricted free agent, so they can match any offer.
Yeah, so Houston can match it, but
they don't want
I wonder if, yeah, they don't want to match it because their eyes are so big on LeBron and Melo. I think if you just sign him early as possible where they, you know, have to make a decision before LeBron or Melo decides themselves, that's the way to get them.
You know, the thing with Houston is the little experiment that they had this year, yeah, they're messing it up too soon. Because while Lynn Sanity is not that great, They still had chemistry and flow. He worked well on that team.
Whoa.
Got us a pick.
You don't say anything bad about Jeremy Lin, man.
Yeah, you can't.
No, that's what I'm saying. He worked well on that team, though.
Yeah, that's not bad about Jeremy Lin. All right.
Dante, I don't know how to pronounce that last name.
Dante Exum.
Exum.
Justin wanted. Damn, he's gone.
I did want him to come to the Lakers.
Longest 5 minutes ever, Justin.
He knew it. I mean, he knew. He called it. He was like, what's taking so long?
Now, he's from Australia, and he's going to Utah. I'm going to predict no problem with the hoes.
Oh, no problem.
He going to get them snow bunnies.
Yeah, but he can have as many as they want. Don't they got that polygamy up there?
No, they don't. That is a popular misconception. It is illegal to have more than one wife in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And they really don't fuck around in Utah because
they're tired of their reputation.
Yeah, because of that. So he better be careful.
Yeah,
I wonder what he talks like, man, because he's from Australia. Let me know when they interview him.
Hit the volume up real quick.
Well, his family's originally from the States.
Oh, okay. So he might not even have an accent.
I think he was born in Australia, I think.
Oh. I want to, what do you think about going to the Jazz? Crikey.
I would say the Lakers will not trade to get Joel Embiid. Oh, see, Philly didn't even really want him.
How dumb are you if you're Philly? Because you had Noel
right
last year. Now you don't know where to put this dude? Yo, the Bobcats need to get on this, by the way, but...
They got him to try to force probably a whack trade that the Lakers didn't want, and the Lakers was like, never mind. We got backup.
The Lakers didn't have anyone to give him anyway.
Yeah, they just was like, we want all your draft picks for the next 10 years.
They must have somebody that Philly wanted.
They might not want it. They might just want the draft picks and shit.
That or they wanted Swaggy P.
Yeah.
Chris, you said it like Swaggy P can't play.
I am a Wizards fan, man. Come on.
Exum coming from Australia and going in the first
one. Oh, his dad played for Carolina.
Yeah.
Exum coming from Australia going in the first five makes you wonder if some kids might stop going to the NCAA and just go overseas for a year.
Get paid smart, they will.
Get paid to play, and it looks like the scouts will find you anyway.
Yes, if you're talented enough, they will.
Yeah, somebody else did that last year and came back.
I know Brandon Jennings did it.
Yeah, that's who it is right
there. And that was a few years back. I wonder if this could be like the new model. And I wonder, mm-hmm. If that would actually improve a lot of college basketball. Not the quality of play, but like...
Oh, you see the inside of his shirt? His jacket?
Oh, that's cute. I like that better.
Oh, hold on. I got to hear how he talk. I got to hear how he talk. Yo, he do kind of got that accent. Yeah, I'm in. I like this dude now.
He gonna have all the hoes in Utah.
Dead
Where
voice.
Are you from? Where are you all from?
You know women in America love the accent.
Is that his daddy with the high top fade over here?
Yep. He got a clean lineup, too.
All four of the hoes in Utah. All four of them.
The question is, will he be hitting any of his teammates' wives, like Tony Parker with that accent?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I can't even blame Tony Parker. I think she came on to him.
Now, Tony Parker is French. You do realize that.
No, but I'm saying it's an accent, just the accent in general, that women love a foreign accent.
Okay, I feel like France has a particular reputation with the ladies that's a little different than Australia.
France is sexy.
Yeah.
Nope, but you got to look at the Wolverine. They love his accent.
But you got to look at Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew was a rapist now. Yeah.
He won't take no for an answer, Justin.
Damn, is this tyrant all over again?
Yeah.
Look at that.
All right, man. Do I have to turn the TV off? Back to the email. Cal Lowry.
Well, I was going to ask Chris
okay, never mind.
Can he fake an accent?
What kind of accent?
More than likely Asian. I mean, you're Asian Chris.
Why you gotta be so stereotypical?
Because your nickname is Asian Chris, so therefore it should be Asian.
I can do one occasionally.
When needed. Have you ever been like me, Noah, speaking the English? You ever use that to your benefit?
I'm married, so that doesn't work.
Damn it, man.
This is why you tune into Balls G Sports.
Damn it, man. I would use it at all times if I could.
You are now listening to Balls G Sports.
But Chris was saying that sometimes people call his house because his last name and they speak like different languages. His wife was like, I'm sorry, we speak English here.
All right, so letter C, point three.
This is a long ass thesis.
This is a term paper.
This has only been 5 draft picks that we've been listening to the same email.
Cal Lowry, Eric Bledsoe, Darren Collison, Aaron Brooks, Isaiah Thomas, and Jameer Nelson. My pick, Lowry or Bledsoe, though he may be too pricey.
Man.
I just think they should go after. Look, I don't think they should try to get all these people, and I'm assuming he means they can't get all these people because that's crazy. But if I was targeting people, I would probably target like Paul Gasol, Darren Collison, or something like, you know, like, they don't need a lot. They're Miami. They just need a little help.
Yeah, Parsons. Yeah. He probably costs too much, though.
Yeah, I think Parsons.
Chandler does. Yeah. They could get, oh, man, what's the dude? They'd be like, what's up, TMZ? What's up, baby?
First of all, that was Swaggy P.
No, the other one. The original. The original for Boston. He played in Boston.
We don't know what his contract situation is, but Andre Blatch.
Yeah, they could trade Haslam for him.
Yeah. Ugh. I just hate him. Like, if you've ever seen him play, his decision, he's like what I like to call an opposite guy. So, like, whatever I think the good decision would be, he does the opposite.
Boston about to pick.
And it does, yeah, we'll get to it. It does work, too. Like, he'll be like, I'm going to shoot this bad jumper.
Marcus Smart.
Ooh. Oh, Marcus Smart went already? Wow.
Rajon Rondo out of town.
So, wait. Y'all think Marcus Smart will definitely play point guard in the NBA?
No.
So, why can't him and Rondo play together?
Because neither one of them can shoot.
So, that's Rondo backup.
Yeah, Rondo's getting traded.
You think so?
Either traded or he's going to be let go, one or the other.
I wonder what you can get for Rondo at this point.
I hope he comes to L.A.
He'll play a few months, prove he's good. Still, and they'll trade him for something.
He can't go to Miami.
No.
Why can't
he? Salary's too high.
Salary's too high, and the fact that he can't shoot, and they want to shoot him.
True.
Just trade him for Wade.
Ooh.
There you go. Hey, take this $20 million expiring deal, and we'll take a young point guard that can actually score.
Wade's got 2 years left.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's expiring in 2 years then. It's still... still coming out the books at some point, as opposed to my man Rondo. Anyway, so back to this email. like that pick right there is one of the ones where I'm like, I like Marcus Smart. I think he's a consummate, like, he can be a professional NBA player and all that shit. But I would not be excited about having him on my team.
Can he deal with the racism in Boston?
Yeah, the fans gonna be saying a lot of stuff, but they'll be saying it to the other team.
True.
Like, he doesn't have to worry about that too much.
Not in the streets. Let them have 2 bad games. Let them come out the same.
Well, the streets is the streets, first of all.
But I'm saying, let them come out like Bennett for Cleveland, and they'll be booing him and saying shit to him.
We've never seen anyone come out like Bennett from Cleveland. If that's the precursor, he'll be fine. That's the bar now? Bennett? Shit.
He was number one.
We could average as many points as Bennett was averaging them first few games.
More.
Jesus Christ. So many options here, but some guy that may be cheap or impactful are Marvin Williams, Jody Meeks, Jordan Hamilton, Patrick Patterson, and Patty Mills. I wouldn't touch Patty Mills with a 10-foot pole. That's some Spurs shit that he did.
You saw Hill in the playoffs.
Yeah, he won't be doing this in another system with a not as good coach. Like, Patty Mills is a true, he's a true example of when my man Popovich goes, hey man, I only want you to shoot threes when you're sitting 100% still. And if not, you pass that fucking ball.
He will be open though, because LeBron will find him open.
Yeah, but people was open this year that can shoot and they was missing.
I don't know, but the Lakers picking next, and I like Rodney Hood for the Lakers.
I do like Rodney Hood now. Do you worry that him and Kobe play the same position?
Nope, not worried about that at all.
Because Kobe going to average 37 minutes next year.
I'm okay with that.
I think they should get Vonleh, that kid from Indiana.
You like him?
I think he's going to be a beast.
Okay.
Let me go look at my draft board here.
Because I saw Hood more, mm-hmm. I like his left hand. I think he can shoot very well. And I think his jumper will only get better.
Oh, you know, NBA. I could technically stream the audio from the NBA draft through the computer. Cool. I don't know. That might be too distracting, though, right?
Yeah.
You could just mute it or turn it up and down as needed.
No, I'm not going to do it. Fuck that. Just watch it on TV. I think they should take who's left?
It'll be like you did when you was playing.
I think they should take McDermott. I think y'all need to take McBuckets, dog.
Come on.
it's time to go McBuckets for L.A. He's a star already. The fans will love him. It fit right into the Hollywood lifestyle. What do y'all think?
Adam Morrison 2.0.
Everybody says that, and that's the most racist shit you can say. It's only because that dude is white, man. Adam Morrison, I don't know if people forgot him, but Adam Morrison was also a head case.
Yeah, like, it
wasn't just a matter of the fact that he was, not like that he was unathletic, but he was also fucking crazy.
Listen, I actually wrote this down because I thought it was amazing, because Charlotte is looking at taking this guy.
Mm-hmm.
In his career, 4 years at Creighton against not stellar competition, 34 steals for his career.
Hmm.
14 blocks for his career.
That's not a lot for a small forward.
Yeah. You want, and so the other two guys that we're looking at for Charlotte, Stauskas,
mm-hmm.
and also for Harris,
mm-hmm.
2 years for Harris, 108 steals, 21 blocks.
Mm.
Let's see who the
so you're trying to say he can't play defense?
Randall.
No, I'm saying his athletic markers aren't that great.
I like that pick.
Oh, y'all got Randall. I forgot this motherfucker was out there, dog.
He got kids already. He a family man.
Yeah. Kobe ain't going to talk to him for a few years.
If he come talking about anything other than basketball.
I like that because Julius Randall was going fourth on a lot of people's boards. So, you know, if you can... What is this, the seventh pick?
You know what? I like his suit. He got a bow tie. He look nice. I say his whole control is going to be real good out there in L.A.
He got cufflinks on, too?
Not in L.A. Not in L.A.
That's a good point, Chris. That's a good point, Chris. It is L.A. It take a strong-willed man to do well in L.A.
Yeah.
He almost tripped going up the steps. But,
he did.
He might be a little nervous. But I think by Smush telling everybody that... Kobe won't talk to you unless you're talking basketball. I think that helps, but at the same time, I don't think Kobe's that same person anymore.
Me either.
That was a frustrating season. I would have told him to shut the fuck up, too. And don't
Kobe
talk to me.
Kobe is like, y'all niggas is sorry. Everybody's sorry.
You know what I mean? Like, that was a frustrating season. I would have told him to shut up and focus on basketball, too. Like, we losing right now. You know what I mean? And when you losing, you... That's all you focused on is how to get better. Not let's talk about football.
Well, also, I mean, you know, Kobe's not a nice guy.
No, he's not.
So, true. You know, you got that going for you.
And how many times you think Magic told him to shut up? Or, what's the dude that was on the team and went crazy and went MIA during the season?
Cedric Ceballos?
No, Chris Kamen.
Nah, it was said he went
like when Kobe was
back in the day.
Yeah, but was Kobe on that team?
Yeah, because really? Remember, because they was that was part of the issue was Kobe was getting some of his minutes and he didn't want that.
I thought it was no, you're wrong. Magic was getting his minutes because Magic came back and Cedric was the man for a while, and then it was like, oh, y'all letting this motherfucker get my minutes. So, yeah, that was different. Kobe was on that team with Nick Van Exel, Eddie Jones, Shaq.
Kobe was dealt with him, though, Cedric. He did play with Cedric.
He might have, but it wasn't during that year where he went crazy. Oh, cool. We got the audio. All right. I'll turn it up when they about to make the picks.
I mean, you could just have it playing low in the background like you used to do the music.
All right, man. I just don't want to fuck up the sound quality. That's all. Because it could be distracting, I think. But all right. I'll trust you.
Karen, I'm disappointing you today. You haven't interrupted Rod once. What's going on?
Man, this is what I'm doing is very fucking difficult. If nobody has taken notice yet. I haven't got through the first email because we're live and shit is going on. Come on.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What
yeah, may, yeah, it's not the day to play. It's really not. We'll be here till fucking 1 in the morning if we do that.
On a whole other note, though, good pick by the Lakers. As I can see why they didn't make that trade with Philly. They was like, fuck y'all, go ahead, you can have them. We got to back up.
We'll take a big man that can walk.
Yep.
You know what our draft pick can do? Walk to the podium.
Yeah, and he can start the first game of the season.
With all these options available, he could bring in the big four for the list. Bring in four people from this list. No, they can't. Not four. That's too many. Well, maybe if they pick two of the whack niggas. Like, there's no way they're bringing in four of those good people.
No way.
Maybe a mid-level reception during the year. That's six guys that could contribute to the Heat easily, getting back to the championship and win a couple more titles, more than anything. That just kind of illustrates that the future in Miami is extremely bright. And I have a really hard time seeing the scenario where Brian leaves Miami. Thanks for the time, fellas. Keep up the great work. I love my premium, and I damn near give up eating out and buying new clothes before I give it up my premium. Peace.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, thank you.
That's why we do live shows like this tonight.
Very detailed email.
Well, we always said that the premium listeners are the responsible people in life.
Titus, right. Titus writes in, take your pick, hashtag Miles D Sports. What's up, Rod and Justin? I'm listening to the NBA Finals preview from Firestarter, and they brought up Tony Parker and his legacy. I immediately went, so we're going to say the teammate wife fucker is one of the best points ever? Parker has gone from the bulk of his career, but he has played with Robinson, who won the MVP trophy in the 90s, Duncan, a top five power forward, and Manu. Here's my question. If you were starting a team today and your options at point guard were Parker or Isaiah Thomas, who you got? Justin, put your light skin bias to the side and be objective. LOL. Appreciate all the work you guys put in on Balls Deep, Trojan Scooter.
Obviously, I'm going with Tony Parker. No bias.
Well, why Tony Parker?
He's obviously a more durable player with less temperament than Isaiah.
I'm going to go with Isaiah Thomas because Isaiah just, you know, he was a beast to me, man.
Sacramento Kings just picked.
Okay.
Wow.
Let me
pick Nick Stauskas.
That was the guy. He came in as the number one pick, supposedly.
Wow.
Everybody started watching.
Is this one behind, or is...
The more you play, the more people...
So Charlotte has...
It might be ahead.
Charlotte can get involved.
Yeah. That actually might be ahead of the TV.
Oh, really? Because they already got a... Says round one pick is in Sacramento. Hold on, I'll turn this up.
Possibilities with this one, Reese.
Here we go.
With the eighth pick in the 2014 NBA Draft... The Sacramento Kings select Nick Stauskas from Mississauga, Canada, and the University of Michigan.
Now, he reminds me of Adam Morrison because he's a white dude. And we all know white people all play the same.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. So, so who's left? Noah Vonleh from Indiana.
Gary Harris.
Ford. Gary Harris from Michigan State.
Yep.
I think we got McBuckets. Can't forget him.
They got a Croatian player.
You gotta get Vonleh. I like him.
We kind of overloaded at power forward.
What is up next? Who?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, Karen. Let's see, Nurkic. Who is this dude?
Gary Harris is a shooting guard.
He's a center from Turkey. 7'2", 280 or something like that.
I think you gotta get him.
I want to
know. Wait, 280.
Come on.
Is it too early to go Hood? Can we not just take Hood right now?
I would take Hood.
Oh, I like Hood the most, but I've seen him the most. You like Gary Harris more than Hood?
Yeah. Gary Harris is a two-way player, and he can shoot.
Wait. Do you like Carolina, Chris? Who's your college team?
Well, my college team is Virginia Tech, so, I mean, I really can't say anything.
He sounded a little biased. Mm-hmm. He sounded a little biased towards Carolina.
Well, now.
No, I mean, I like NC State. I like NC State, but I'm not biased towards any of the ACC teams.
No,
but
you
sounded a little biased right now.
I'm not biased.
I might go PJ Harrison, because we also had a 24th pick, and they had Rodney Hood going at 23. I want Rodney Hood, man.
Man, the way people getting shot in Charlotte here this past 2 weeks, I don't want PJ in Charlotte, man.
Yeah, it's too much. Too much pressure.
Yeah, he will definitely end up shooting somebody.
Yeah, someone said, Chuck Spears from the chat room. You know him, Justin.
Yep.
He sent us this. Apparently it's something he wrote or something he made regarding the NFL Redskins. It's 53 seconds long.
Change the name.
It's a work in progress.
It didn't sound very indigenous at all.
Wait, why did it start playing another song? I didn't feel like it was disrespectful enough, honestly. Yeah, if you're gonna try to make it, I think it says something like change the name Paleface or something.
Something.
I think you gotta call them crackers, man.
Oh no, no.
I think if you really wanna, you really want your bang for your buck, man, you're gonna have to get a little dirty, man, with the Redskins thing. It's, you gotta get offensive to show how offensive it is.
So you call them saltine crackers?
Whatever you gotta do. Whatever you gotta do to offend the white man. Alright.
They'll lose more of what little of the plantation they already do have.
You guys been watching the, by the way, guys, no, for now, y'all don't have to spoil the picks anymore, cause I'm gonna play the audio. So when people hear this later, they can actually hear the, hear it live, you know. So when y'all see it, just don't let me know. my man, have y'all been watching the World Cup at all?
Oh, yeah.
Bits and pieces.
No, I refuse.
Did you see my man Luis Suarez? Wait, why are you refusing to watch the World Cup?
In support of the poor people in the country of Brazil. You know, they like, fuck this World Cup. We homeless out here just so y'all can play some football.
Yeah, okay, man.
When has anybody ever cared about the poor?
Yeah, you don't care. I've seen you walk by homeless people.
I punched one in the face the other day. He kept asking me for change. Yeah. But that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Okay, now, but you concerned about them?
Mm-hmm. Look, I don't blame you. Until this year, I've been a conscientious objector to the World Cup because I was like, I don't care about soccer no other time of the year. But then this has been the first time where I haven't had to work 8 hours out of my house. So I was like, it's on. I guess I'll watch it. And I've been enjoying it. It's been real fun. I like being fake patriotic and over the top ignorant as an American. And it's actually pretty interesting. It's a lot like basketball. So I'm into it, guys. Justin, since you haven't been watching, I guess you won't know, but what about you, Chris? You been watching it all?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Watched it today at work.
Oh, yeah. The USA! USA! We won by losing by one. That's right.
Yeah, back to the playoffs.
Does it really count as a victory?
It does to me. Suck it, Ghana.
They make
hold
it.
On. I'm about to. Karen, I got this now.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Back in 2012.
So we got this pick from. They just talking about. All right, we got this pick from Detroit. We gave up Corey Maggette for Ben Gordon, and the first round pick. But it was a protected pick, only if it was number 9 was the only way we could get it. So we're about to see who we pick in the second here. For people that are listening later, we already know, but I'm going to play the audio.
With the 9th pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets select Noah Vonleh.
Oh!
Hornets back?
Yeah, dog. You know, we love Indiana, bro. We love it. He got a bow tie on? Yeah, okay. Yep, this dude's going to be fine, man. I can tell he's not going to be in the streets too much.
This dude,
if I need to get me some more Hornets stuff. Chris said it was no Hornets stuff to be found. I might have to order something online.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Where your old Hornets stuff at, Karen?
It's around here somewhere. I got some. We got old Hornets cups and everything in here.
I tell you this, man. We're making a habit of collecting power forwards from Indiana.
I was going to say, do we really need a power forward? Because they wouldn't got a guard.
I think Cho takes best available, and I'm hoping that pick 24 is Rodney Hood, man.
Well, here's the thing. Are you comfortable with Cody Zeller being your starting four? Joshua Barkley's?
I like Cody Zeller.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it. I'm assuming he keeps progressing. I mean, I'm assuming that, I'm assuming that Cho takes the best available, and then we can work something out after that. You know what I mean? So maybe he won't even end up on the team, but I'm okay with him or Zeller starting.
Because this is what, Zeller's third year?
Second.
This is Zeller's first year. He was a freshman, rookie last year. So
yeah,
next year will be his second year in the NBA.
And he played last year. He played behind the score. A guy that
He played behind Mick Roberts.
Is Al Jefferson a small forward?
Nah, he's a center, man. Big ass motherfucker. Too.
he played like a small forward.
No, hell no. He played like a big ass center. He be in the paint camping the fuck out.
Nah, but I'm saying like he got small forward big moves. Ass. He go to the basket at will, like off the dribble.
They compare him to LaMarcus Aldridge. I don't see it, but okay.
Man, he's got 3-point
range already too.
Well, you guys know how I feel about LaMarcus. That's my dog.
Yo.
So and Justin thinks LaMarcus Aldridge is the best power forward of all time.
That's not what I
said. He said several times on this show.
I said I would have him on my all-time team.
Do you consider him light-skinned?
No.
I'm just curious.
No, I said I would have him on my all-time squad, but not the best power forward.
Your all-time 2013-2014 Trailblazers squad?
No, your top five. Yeah, if you had to pick your top five team, your all-time team to roll with, to be any other team, who would you pick?
Noah Vonleh didn't work out for Charlotte. Agent Jeff Swartz said it didn't think he would get to number 9. Hornets say they are keeping the pick. Now, that is how you be a fucking GM, dog.
Yes.
I don't care if you didn't want to work out or you didn't want to come to my team. Fuck you. You'll get used to the weather and the big booty bitches. You will love it here. You just don't know. What the fuck does an 18-year-old know about life? You're going to tell me, oh, I don't want to play there. Well, guess what? Too fucking bad. This is the system we have worked out.
It's bad parenting.
Yeah.
By the way, Rich Cho, best Asian GM in the NBA.
Best GM in the NBA. Like, he's top 5 GM in the NBA. He put together that Thunder team. too. Like, people don't talk about that. And look at how they done without him. Terrible. But yeah, man. So I like that pick. Anyway, World Cup's been great. We beat Ghana by losing today. And we're going to be going to the knockout round. So suck on that, Germans. First of all, everybody kept saying we were going to get destroyed by the Germans. It was 1-0. And we looked tired, but still had a chance to win or tie it with like 4 minutes left. We got like 2 or 3 good shots at the goal. And the Germans are just kicking the ball at the goal and getting blocked by my man Common Sense, who plays goalie for...
Yeah, he a good goalie.
Yeah, he was out there blocking like he was back in Chicago. But yeah, man, we were doing great, dog. And even the team we played in Portugal only got fucking they only got a tie with us. And they're supposed to be the greatest team in the fucking world besides Brazil. So yeah, dog, we're a beast.
So you saying it gets easier from here?
You know what, man? It only gets harder, period, you know, but that's what Americans do. We fucking persevere, we stand up for what's right, and we unite. We don't give up, Justin. When OJ saw a dude driving his wife around in his car that he bought him, did he give up, Justin? When Casey Anthony was out partying and her baby was home sick, did she give up the party and come home?
Nope.
That's America, Justin. That's the America I believe
Zimmerman
in.
Didn't give up either.
Right. When Zimmerman murdered a kid in cold blood, did he say, I'm guilty, let me turn myself in? Or did he say, I'll take this shit to trial and beat it? Because that's goddamn America.
What's that song you like?
Take that shit to trial,
bitch.
We don't care, dog. We like, America perseveres. Some dude tried to tell me, because I said that Ronaldo is not that good of a soccer player. I wasn't impressed when I saw him. He's like, stupid Americans, y'all don't know anything about soccer. And I was like, fuck you. I called him a terrorist. And he got mad.
You should have been like, we know everything about football, though.
Yeah. I did say football. I do. That's what I say now.
We know everything about football.
And he was like, oh, you gonna call me a terrorist? Well, you're fat. And I was like, you're fat. What the fuck does that matter? So from you from Europe, being fat is different over there? You still fat. We both fat. We talking shit about each other. ridiculous.
How did it become a contest about who weighed the most?
Yeah, dog. Because I call you, I jokingly call you a terrorist. You just start turning on me.
Yeah, it went from I know everything about football to.
And he had those.
You weigh more than me. No, you weigh more than me.
And he had those Jerry Rice braids that Jerry Rice had when he was in Denver. I was like, I'm just gonna walk away from this conversation.
Yeah, you shouldn't have never even started the conversation.
Well, that's why I told him, Jess. I said, I'm gonna walk away from this conversation like your edges walked away from your face.
Oh my.
And then he got mad. He started saying mean things and I blocked
him. That's serious.
He was like, why is everybody retweeting? And I was like, because I'm funnier than you, stupid ass. But anyway, time for Philly to pick. Let me turn this up.
With the 10th pick in the 2014 NBA Draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select
Alfred
Payton.
Who?
From the University of Louisiana Lafayette.
Oh, look at his hair, dog. Oh, no.
His hair look like a Brillo mat.
Oh, he going to have his hair look like Sam Jackson hair, Unbreakable.
Now, you see Michael Carter Williams out there supporting him, showing love.
Don't nobody care about that. Dog, he is about to get so many women pregnant out of wedlock. look at his hair, dog.
Yo, oh, he.
It was like Sideshow Bob.
Man,
he could barely get under the hat. Oh, nigga.
I don't know why they drafted him. They should have just picked him first.
Oh, man. It's a wrap, dog. Yo, so many women about to get paid in Philly.
They're going to lose more games this upcoming season than they did last season.
Dog, his hair looks like Tracy Chapman in the Fast Car video. What is going on here?
Yeah, she's a singer, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got to come out with those memes real quick.
Memes?
You know I like saying memes.
I just like saying memes.
Memes.
Good grief, man. This dude got some hops, though.
That's bad parenting.
Yeah.
Was his dad at the table?
Nope.
I saw his mom, though.
You know his dad would have made him cut that shit. Like, boy, you leaving out this house looking like goddamn fool. Cut your hair. Cut your hair. What is wrong with you?
Oh, Sideshow Bob.
I mean, like, you're like Christmas addicts and
what
shit.
What was Sideshow Bob's brother's name?
I don't remember.
It was two of them.
I don't remember. They compare him to Gary Payton.
Man,
Are you serious? Is he a point guard even?
Yep.
Wow.
For Louisiana Lafayette.
Wait a minute. He's a point guard for real? Are y'all serious?
Yeah. That's what they got him listed.
Is it Michael Carter Williams a point guard? Or?
Yep. Sure is.
Philly, man.
Neither one of those guys can shoot either.
Philly don't want to be good.
I just said they're going to lose more games next year, this upcoming season, than they did last season.
They don't want to be good, man.
They picked a big man when they already had one.
They got two non-shooting-ass point guards. Are you serious?
But that one got whole control.
Michael Carter Williams.
Michael
does.
Carter Williams, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
This dude gonna be out of town.
Cause you see how Michael Carter Williams look at right now. Like he looked like a dude that got whole control right now.
This dude is high right now doing this interview, man. He his favorite. You know, he's like my favorite artist is Wiz Khalifa.
Run my team and get out there defensively and make plays for other people.
How excited are you to partner up with Michael Carter Williams?
I'm excited, man. Two long point guards, tall and athletic. I think we could get after people.
Congrats. Thank you. Now with Jeff Goodman with Michael Carter Williams.
I just knew he was about to say, you know, we can suck the DM.
Let's see what your boy say.
He may miss a portion of the season. What were your thoughts of taking him, and are you disappointed at all because you're not going to get a guy that may be able to help you right away?
Of course I wish he was healthy. He's a great pick, a great player. He has a chance to be great. You know, I think our main focus is getting him healthy and getting on the court. If we handle that, then it's going to be an unbelievable pick for us.
You're a point guard. Alfred Payton's a point guard. Any indication whether you'll be moved? What are your thoughts about that?
I'm not really sure, you know, if I'm going to be moved or not. I'm sure Sam and Coach have a plan. I know whatever, you know, is best for me is going to work out. I'm excited about the pick. You know, he's a great player. I haven't seen him much. You know, as long as he's a hard worker, I believe I'm a basketball player and can play with anybody. Thanks, Michael.
Haven't seen him much is shade. that's 100% we shouldn't have picked him. I haven't seen him much because nobody had him on their board at this point. So
at the same time, that was a tough-ass question to answer a second-year player.
Right. Well, I expect what I would have said if it was me is, Oh, they better trade him. I know that much.
Right.
I got my bags packed. Let's go.
Yeah, we won't both be going in there. I know that much.
You'd be like, well, you know, he'll be a good backup for me, yeah. You know, when I need breaks during the game and things like that. That way there won't be any drop in the offense. So, you know, it's a great pick.
He'll bring me some water.
Oh, they putting the memes in the chat, Justin.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I think, yeah, that's one thing I love about Twitter. They be on it.
I put the first one up. Joel Embiid when he first got picked.
He didn't look happy at all.
That face you make when your the DVR doesn't record the ending.
Lose them last 2 minutes I've been there. You be mad.
Oh, man, who came up with that? That was great. Whoever.
Yeah, that's at Dice845. That's good.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, y'all keep putting the memes in there. We'll keep putting them on the screen. But, yeah, man, that's a interesting pick, man. I feel like one of these dudes is getting traded.
Now, is he related to Gary Payton?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, why'd you even ask that?
His last name, Payton.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice that shit. Because they just kept showing clips of Payton. That makes so much sense now.
Attention to detail, Rod.
The draft is that lazy, by the way. Like, they were like, what's the last Payton? Put some clips of Gary Payton. What about this McDermott dude? I don't know. Is he white? Yeah. Put some Adam Morrison clips up there. Let's just roll that. Are we out of Larry Bird footage?
Yeah, we can't compare him to Bird. Not yet.
Not yet.
They get on us about that.
Yeah. He's too early to go to Bird.
JJ Redick, maybe? Can we compare him to JJ Redick?
No?
Okay.
They got one of Embiid on a roller coaster and everybody's happy except him.
They about to do the other pick. I know you're not looking.
Well, yeah, it was. Let me get in here and get this.
With the 11th pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Denver Nuggets select Doug McDermott.
Oh, shit.
Doug McDermott led the nation.
Dougie McBuckets.
Man, they about to have Shaq and the Fool on lock coming out of Denver this year.
Dude, if they show any footage of Adam Morrison, I'm going to be mad. But can we please compare this white man to a brother? Odds that they compare this white man to a brother, I got to be...
Sharif Abdul-Rahim?
Any brother. Oh, no. I would take Sharif.
I like Sharif, too, though. I know y'all was clowning him another Friday, but I like Sharif.
No, I wasn't clowning him.
I like him, but I don't think McDermott is going to be anywhere close to Raheem.
Yeah, I said... No, I wasn't clowning him. Let's clear that up, Justin. Oh, okay. I said Kevin Love could be Sharif Abdul-Rahim, a good player that can't get his team... to the playoffs. It's not necessarily his fault, but he had great numbers, but he wasn't the guy.
Okay.
Oh, he crossed.
Yep, Adam Morrison footage.
They all racist as shit. That's so fucking racist. Oh.
What's worse is they showing him with Bobcats.
Oh, Wally Zerbiak.
Dog.
There you go. That's a good comparison. That's another one. That's a good comparison.
Oh, man. Oh, that's too bad, man.
Yeah,
sorry. And you know who's doing it? White people. White people are so racist against white NBA players, man. Like, he reminds me of JJ Redick. Like, no, he doesn't.
Larry Bird. They love Larry Bird.
They show some Larry Bird. Yeah, man, yeah.
I think when they do the cross racial descriptions, they get in trouble. Like, people start writing in.
Wow, they really show Adam Morrison, dog.
And it's the racist that write in.
How much footage did they have to go through to find the two made Adam Morrison buckets? Wally Zerbiak, oh, man.
They only had like three shots of...
This is a huge... They might show Chris...
Adam Morrison.
They gonna show... What's my man that can shoot the threes? Chris something, white dude. Oh, what the fuck? He played for the Hawks now. He looks like Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, Kyle Korver.
Yeah, Kyle Korver, yeah, that's it. Yeah, he would. If they show Kyle Korver and shit, like, and any other white dude, you know, he also reminds of what's my red? The red hair that looks like Michael Rappaport. He also reminds of the
Spurs.
That dude. Yeah.
Hey, wait. I got one for you.
Yeah.
CDR.
Chris Douglas Roberts. Yep. Yeah, I can see that. They both not that athletic. Only thing is, Douglas Roberts' offensive game was not that polished.
No.
McDermott is, like, his offensive game is straight. That defense, though, is going to be a problem.
Yeah, who's he guard?
Yeah. Won't be a problem in Denver, though, because he probably won't be on the court that much to play D.
Do how many teams really play defense in the NBA anyway, when you think about it?
The good ones try.
Dwayne Wade doesn't.
Well, that's not a team. That's a guy. That's a
winner. I'm just saying it, and nobody says anything. Nobody says anything about his defense.
So about the World Cup, man. Have y'all heard about Luis Suarez?
Suarez.
Mm-hmm. That's how you pronounce it.
The biter?
He bit somebody. Apparently, he's bit people like 3 or 4 times before. He got suspended for 4 months.
There's nothing wrong with that type of passion.
We got getting suspended for 4 months or biting someone?
Biting someone.
Yo, I was thinking about this. Biting someone might be the smartest foul you can do. Because if someone comes up to you and goes, hey, ref, he bit me, no rational human being is going to go, oh, I'm sure he meant to do that on purpose. Almost everybody's first reaction is like, what? It must have been an accident. Come on, man.
Yep. Like, how did your hand get in his mouth anyway? Yeah. Why would
a rational human being do that? That's stupid.
But so, see, the other thing is, too.
And then someone told me, like, well, he's a chronic biter. And he's bit like 3 people. I was like, right.
Does he also
biting is the only time, the only thing that if you do it 3 times, it gets more incredulous. Like, so you tell me he bit 3 people? Okay, man. Now you're just saying it because he bit 2 people.
He also wets the bed also. Like that's what happens next after you hear somebody. Yeah, he bites people in class and he also wets his clothes. Like, what are we talking about? A kindergartner here? Yeah. No, he's just showing passion. He's following the rules. You can't use your hands, so he's not throwing punches. Mm-hmm. What do you want him to do?
They didn't say you can't use your mouth.
Right. That's not in the rules.
So, Justin, let me ask you a question. If we're playing ball and I bite you, you're going to be okay with that, right?
I put another pickup.
You might get bit back, though.
Well, I'm just saying, you appreciate the passion, right?
Yeah. I've never been bitten, though. So
what, Karen?
But see, I don't think
hold on 1 second. Karen, what are you saying?
Oh, I said I put another pickup. Linda Brother sent it.
Picture. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Go ahead.
Another y'all go ahead. Meme. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Oh, shit. LB, this picture is hilarious. But
you already forgot what you were saying.
Oh, you took it down. No, we was talking about the fact that if Chris tried to bite me, how would I react?
Yeah.
Well, Chris, now me... A month and a half ago, I probably would react, you know, a little erratic. However, the new peaceful Zen Justin will just be like, "Come on, man! Now you got to go to the doctor's office to get a shot. I got to go get a tetanus shot. Like, come on, guys! Is it really worth it?"
The Drake Gustin.
Yep.
Drake era.
You know, it's the new Zen Justin. So I would talk about the you know, having to go to the hospital, that sort of thing. Uh-huh. That's how I would approach it. But who took down the Leonard Brothers Mimi?
I did, man.
I needed to save that.
What? Okay, man.
I was going to save it.
The link is still in the chat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just get it out of there, man.
What?
Here's another one. I'll put this up. This is the only thing I miss about doing the draft live is I can't tweet. When your mom makes you move in with your auntie and uncle in West Philadelphia instead of Bel Air.
I was waiting for that one.
My internet froze. My Firefox froze, so I can't play the next pick. Let me see if I can unfreeze it. Technical difficulties here. All over the place. But, that Suarez dude, man, I mean, 4 months seems like a long time, but I guess, I mean, that's reasonable. I mean, you bite people, you know.
It's better than a lifetime ban. What happened to Tyson? He got suspended for a year when he bit, who was that, Holyfield's ear, didn't he?
Well, he ripped it off, though, and ate it.
Right, so.
And barbecued it.
So 4 months really isn't that long when you think about it. And also, you really shouldn't be going around biting people.
Nope.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's a bad idea to bite people just because you have a disagreement, you know?
But which is worse, that headbutt to the chest or someone biting you?
Like, what headbutt to the chest? Did that happen to someone?
Well, like during previous years, they'll show someone headbutting someone else in the chest or something like that. Instead of, because they never fight. Like, they never actually throw punches. They use their head for all their aggression, and it's typically headbutts to the chest.
I don't know what's worse, man. I think I'm going to go with biting me would piss me off the most.
I agree.
Because you know the part that pisses you off the most when you get bitten?
They're about to do another pick.
Yeah, I'm waiting on it to load. The thing that would piss you off the most when you're getting bit, it's got to be the fact that nobody's going to believe you. Because did you see, like, what was smooth about it was he got bit. He runs over to the ref, pulling down his shirt to show he got bit. And Suarez tries to pull his shirt back up like, nope. And the ref even looked like, come on, man. He bit you. Really? All right, let's look at the oh, he did bite you. Well, I'll be damn.
You would tell the truth.
Let's go to the replay. They don't do replay in soccer, do they?
Mm-mm, we don't think they do.
They do sometimes. All
right, here's the pick.
With the 12th pick in the 2014 NBA Draft, the Orlando Magic select Dario Saric.
Oh, I remember him. Okay. He's from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I think he's with Khaleesi.
Yeah, Khaleesi.
Yeah, Dario Naharis. Dario Saric from Croatia.
So who's from Croatia? Kukoc?
Tony Kukoc from
Croatia.
Are they going
to compare him to Kukoc?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Drazen
Petrovic?
Yep.
He's from Croatia? I don't think he's from Croatia.
Somebody said Vlade Divac.
Vlade Divac is from Croatia?
USA.
Oh, what about my man that played for the Kings that can shoot? Wasn't he from there too?
Paja
Stojakovic.
Oh yeah, Paja Stojakovic. Yep.
Yeah, maybe they'll show that. This is my new game: guessing which clips they play because they're unimaginative and racist.
Oh, Drazen Petrovic is Croatian.
Good call, Justin. This is why you're on the show.
Man, this dude right here though looks like he is going to definitely bring multiple weapons into the locker room.
Hey, he don't know the rules. Right. He don't know he can't do that.
Right.
Yeah, his whole control is you my woman.
Hey, doesn't Adam Silver, there's two things out tonight. Adam Silver looks so much more comfortable than David Stern.
Yes, he does.
One, because he got that racist up out of there.
Yeah.
And two, he's been waiting for this his whole fucking life.
He has.
He's like, oh, I finally get to say the names of people that will stay in the NBA.
Yes, I normally come the 55th round where nobody cares.
Yeah, these guys will actually play.
It's no awkward walk up. Are we going to hug it out? We're going to dab. But, yeah. What type of assault weapon do you think this guy carries with him?
AK-47 for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, the league footage they have of him, it looks like everybody is the Hoosiers team. There's no brothers on any team in this league. Is this like a no blacks allowed league or some shit?
Hey man, you got
numbers over there.
You gotta play with what you have. Apparently black people be like, nah, I'm good. I'll get a job at Walmart.
I'm not going to Croatia.
We just said some of our YMCA footage, like this is what we had. We had to play with them and I average a lot of points now.
Yeah, I'm not. What's the black dude that was with Houston that was playing over there?
Beverly,
you know, he the one black person that went over there and was like, yo, it's fucked up and I'm never going back. I'm doing whatever I can to keep from having to go over there.
Was it Croatia he played at? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I feel like he played somewhere even more dangerous than that, like the Ukraine or some shit. Rodney Hood's still on the board, man. I'm telling you.
I hope the Lakers get him, man.
If he falls to 24, dog, oh, man, I would love to have him. Do the Lakers got two picks?
Not this round.
Oh, yeah, y'all not going to get him. What are you talking
about? I don't know that he's going to be a first-round pick, though.
He'll go to Chicago, I think.
Chicago?
Something like that.
Anyway, man, y'all let me know who they compare him to.
Damn it, man. We don't have a second-round pick either.
No, Mike Goodson. Mike Goodson, former Carolina Panther, is a no-show at court.
Uh-oh.
He's a former New York Jets running back. He got cut, like, last week, abruptly. He was released by the Jets last week with designation left squad. So they basically said he left the team. He could be arrested if he fails to appear in court for a July 24th hearing by Judge Mary G. Whipple. Goodson's attorney was in court Thursday morning, as was Goodson's co-defendant, Garrett Evans.
Pick alert.
Pick alert? Mm-hmm. Well, this is a couple minutes behind, so let me see if I can. Oh, no. It's on time now.
Timberwolves select Zach LaVine from UCLA.
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine, a terrific athlete.
We now have our most light-skinned pick of the draft.
And from California.
Yep, even outdid Arizona, dog. How did this kid not go to Arizona? He's so light-skinned.
See him take that contact?
Mm-hmm.
He gonna kill in Minnesota.
I ain't looking at that.
What's the starting point guard for Minnesota now?
Rubio.
Yeah, Rubio. Rubio just lost his job. Nah.
He only averaged 9.5 points as a freshman.
He came off the bench. He was sixth man.
Oh, okay.
And he's a point guard though.
He's gonna be a two in the pros, I bet.
Yeah, that 2 months where he gets to play with Kevin Love is gonna be awesome. Then Kevin Love not gonna talk to him like Kobe did Smush.
No, Kevin will talk to you. It's love in his name.
So Mike Goodson didn't show up for court.
Oh, he was just like, I'm not coming?
He quit the Jets, and they cut him because he left the team. Does
that not count as a holdout, though?
I mean, if you cut him, I mean, they must have decided he wasn't worth the problems.
I mean, they say he quit. Is that more of a holdout? Like, anybody else is a holdout, but for him, he quit. Like, how does the verbiage change?
Because he's a terrible player.
Yeah, holdout is somebody you want to come in.
Right.
A person that just don't show up is a nigga who quit.
Yep, no call, no show, no job.
His excuse for not coming to court, unable to secure a flight from Texas because of financial issues. Is he already out of money, man? Come on, dude. You just got a check.
That's an excellent, excellent excuse, though. He probably got child support, man.
He signed the Jets signed him to a 3-year, $6.9 million contract in March 2013, but he played only 2 games before he was released.
Yeah, so he didn't see any of that money then.
How much you get paid up front?
I don't know.
That signing bonus went to a new car. You know, he had to buy a third house. College, you know, probably student loans.
The Jets had trouble this offseason getting in touch with Goodson, who did not check in with Coach Rex Ryan or doctors despite rehabbing an MCL and an ACL tear. When he didn't show up to the team's mandatory mini camp, they cut him.
See, man, don't blame him. His phone had got reset, and he didn't have any contact stored in the cloud system. So he was waiting on one of them to text a call, but he didn't recognize the number because, you know, you don't answer random numbers. So he missed the call, and then they cut him after that. That's not fair at all.
What do you think his crime was?
Marijuana, probably.
What do you think it was, Chris?
He's got 18 kids we don't know about.
Karen. Karen, what do you think his crime was?
Drugs.
He was found with an unregistered gun with hollow points bullets.
Damn it,
man. Oh, my.
In New Jersey, which has some of the strictest weapon laws in the country.
Oh, he's going to jail.
10 years is what he'll be facing if found.
You think that's why he was like, I can't afford to come out there, and I'm not coming? I ain't never coming back.
He's like, y'all going to find me anyway. I'm out.
He couldn't pay his bail. That was his financial issues.
Yeah. He's like, I would come, but y'all sound like y'all don't want to let me come back home.
Is he in Hawaii or somewhere else already getting ready to catch another boat somewhere else in the Caribbean? Exactly. You know what I mean?
It's like, why does the caller ID say Cuba, Mike? Don't worry about that, man. Just
pick up the phone.
Mike, as your lawyer, I have to ask, like, am I going to get paid? Am I going to have a problem getting this check to clear?
Scooby snacks don't count, dog.
Yeah.
Are you a prepaid lawyer? I put your $500 in a month, 2 months ago. So you need to shut the fuck up and show up for court for me.
Yeah, just take what I told you to take. Don't worry about the rest.
What happened to you bribing the judge anyway?
Yeah, you told me I wouldn't do no time. Now look at me.
Yeah, man. He's somewhere in the Caribbean, in Jamaica or somewhere. He needs to go somewhere where they won't extradite him, like Russia.
Yeah, it's a wrap, dog. It's never good when it happens like this.
Where's the WikiLeaks dude at? That's wherever he need to go.
Russia.
Yeah, that's the only place you safe, man. Anywhere else, they coming to get you.
Oh, yes, that or
a drone is gonna blow up your house, and they just be like, we can't find him anymore. But don't do that hiding in the trunk thing. That hasn't worked out well for any athlete so far.
Yeah. Ask Ray Carew.
Who else hid in the trunk though? Somebody else here was caught.
OJ was in the back of that SUV that Al Collins was driving.
OJ's too big to fit in the trucks, man.
Al was like, "It's Al, damn it. I got OJ back here. He got a gun in his head." And I was too stupid back then. I was like, he didn't do it. Well, guess what? I was wrong.
Yes, you was.
He was found innocent, though. But so were the policemen that beat Rodney King.
He was found not guilty.
So were the policemen.
Not innocent, he was found not guilty.
But yeah. The policemen that beat Rodney King were found not guilty. So I guess you do have a point.
Yeah, I'm just saying he was found not guilty. George Zimmerman was found not guilty. It's a big difference. Not to say he was innocent.
Are we even now?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. We're taking points. We're losing then.
Last week, people were celebrating, like, the anniversary of OJ and recalling it and shit. I was like, was that really anything to celebrate? It's one of the worst moments in American history. Oh. People turn racist for no reason. 16. Boom. Yes. No. Well done. All right. Sorry, I had to restart my thing again. The Mavericks and the Knicks pulled off a trade. The Mavericks want Tyson Chandler back because they lost to the Spurs barely. And they said if we had Tyson Chandler, the Heat would have won the playoffs.
Tyson, he probably doesn't want to go back.
He said he loves it there. And he's going to try to get Melo to come. I just read that before the show.
Why would he want to go back to Dallas?
He said he loves the city, man.
The owner that's going to cross the street if he comes up to be like, hey, I want to discuss, some coaching strategy here.
Hey, he doesn't pay income tax there, though.
Yeah, and when he played here in Charlotte, I saw him at the Harris Teeter one time late at night shopping. He was on his cell phone.
He is tall as shit.
And he had on a hoodie. And I said, So wait, we got a trade?
Yep.
Proposed trade.
I knew it.
And pick alert.
All right. I knew it, though. I knew that the Magic weren't going to keep that point. I mean, the Sixers weren't going to keep that point guard after having the rookie of the year point guard last year.
Yeah, what is Philly thinking, man?
Yeah.
It's a little more sense. And Philly is in the asset stashing business.
Okay. I don't want to hear Bill Simmons. That's why you guys have us on. when they get this pick in, we'll go ahead and play it. But do y'all remember who the... Oh, wait. Here it is. Hold on. Pick's coming up. Then we'll talk about this trade.
Oh, that's my
With
boy.
With the 14th pick in the 2014 NBA Draft, the Phoenix Suns select T.J. Warren from North Carolina.
NC State.
Yeah, baby. We in here.
Stand up.
T.J. Warren averaged nearly 25 points per game. Hugs his coach at NC State, Mark Gottfried. TJ Warren.
Small forward, man. NC State. He was a beast. Yeah. Not his fault that NC State is not a good team. He did everything he could do.
Yeah, we for whatever reason, we can't find a good coach to save our life.
I like his McDonald's shirt. Feel like he's going to take my order. Shirt like a box of fries.
He knew he was going up. He matching. He coordinate.
That's not really matching.
I mean,
that's red, not orange.
That looks like orange. From
it looks like red. He's representing NC State.
Okay, from this
he's got some NC
orange.
State pride, and I thought you would be happy about that, but apparently not.
I'm saying from this angle, I'm looking at your screen, not the TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's red. It's red. So he represents NC State, man. Normally, these dudes from NC State get to the league and pretend like they never went to college. He actually was like,
I'm shocked he went before Hood, though. Yeah, that is. He got pinstripe red on. Okay.
Yeah. Representing, dog. Looking like a large fry. anyway, man. So the pick was the Dallas gave up Jose Calderon and Samuel Dallenberg, along with prize young point guard Shane Larkin, and reserve guard Wayne Ellington. My man Wayne.
Now they get Dallas got rid of everybody.
Yep, and guess what they got? Tyson Chandler and Raymond Felton.
I was gonna say
Thug Life.
ain't he going to jail?
What is Mark? Mark
he
gonna do?
Out. He didn't get any jail time.
They would have dropped that case.
Man, wow. They did not put that on any NBA like news outlets.
Yeah, I didn't see. Yeah, we've been covering the story, and I didn't even know they dropped the charges.
Because I have been waiting on the results of that.
Because I was
That's why I was like, he's going to jail.
I was like, how the fuck can you charge a dude when someone else brings the gun in, like, like, you know what I mean? I could go kill somebody, show up to the police station, be like, yo, this Chris Gunn. And he killed some people. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one. Like, you can't do that.
Yep.
She brought the gun to the police and was like, it's his, y'all. He put it to my head. He's not supposed to have it.
He only was married, what, a year?
Yeah. But you do remember, we looked at that picture of that girl. Yeah. That was his fault.
And now he out there with Dallas and Mark Cuban.
Dude tried to... She was a dancer, but like classically trained. Not like the NBA strip club dancer.
Oh, I believe.
She expected to be treated well, and he was out there in them streets. LeBron James' wife creates a stir. A recent Instagram post by LeBron James' wife, who called Akron, Ohio, home sweet home, was not made in reference to her husband's future with Miami Heat.
Of course.
Trolling. She went on Instagram, posted a map of Ohio with Akron written across the image and a star to indicate the city's location. The image, which was posted Sunday, also included the caption that said, home sweet home. The countdown is real. Hashtag 330. Why is she trolling these poor innocent people?
She said hashtag 330.
According to the source, the post refers to the James family's summer plans. So it's not even it's not related to the NBA anyway. Oh, that's good, man. I like that. They should do that all year. It's just like, oh.
They're going to be mad regardless.
Yeah. They should do that all year. Instead of a decision, just keep posting shit on Instagram to make it seem like you might go back to my to Cleveland.
I'll put the link to the Felton gun charge in the.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, why are we talking about this again? Hold on. Let me look this up. Felton gun charge. You didn't put the link to the gun charge. Put the link to the results. I do want to know this. I thought you just put the same story we already covered. Why are we talking about this again? Nah, it's cool. It's cool. Oh, man. I was like, Justin want to talk about the story again? We talked about this shit for 3 months. All right. Yeah. So Raymond Felton avoided jail time and pled guilty to the gun charge. Damn, he pled guilty, though? Wow. Well, I guess they must have told him, like, look. Just plead guilty, and we won't even give you no time, okay?
Yeah, we know it's yours. It's actually registered.
We met your wife when she came in, and she looks like she can be quite the handful.
If you know what I mean, yeah, sir.
Sometimes you got to put a gun on them. And we're not saying it's okay, but we're just not saying that you need to do jail time, if you know what I mean, buddy. No jail time. Despite his guilty plea, things are finally looking up for Felton. Copy to the charge means he'll avoid jail time. Instead, only pay a $5,000 fine, do 500 hours of community service. When reached for comment, Plaxico Burress said, fuck that nigga. I don't know what that means.
Damn it, Plaxico. keep your mouth shut.
Plaxico was trying to pull that. I'm not snitching. My lawyer will eat the case. We don't play that shit around my hood. How many years? Oh, my. That is quite a lot of time, sir. What about my kids and my career?
Don't matter.
Teams eyeing LeBron and Melo as a pairing. People want to clear enough cap space to get both players on their rosters. Do y'all think that is feasible at all?
It's better than him and Wade.
True.
but
Houston could conceivably do it if they get rid of Lynn.
Yeah, and Parsons, right? They would have to let Parsons go, not match his offer, and let Jeremy Lin go, and they already got rid of SC.
Well, what they're talking about doing is sign one, and then whoever's not signed to a sign and trade for Harden.
You know, the thing...
Oh, so you would actually have to get rid of Harden, too?
Yeah.
Shit.
But it's worth it. It's worth it for those two. The thing is, though, man, LeBron can play with anyone. And he played with Melo during the Olympics. So it's not like he didn't have experience playing with Melo. Him and Melo are cool. So LeBron can make it work. I just don't think LeBron is looking at it's a 82 game season with Melo, though. Mm. And that is the part that I would be hesitant about.
They have been friends since high school. Like, I remember when that documentary on LeBron, where he would call Carmelo, and Melo was at Syracuse, and they would talk on the phone. Well, he was in a senior in high school. Like, they do go way back. They play on the Dream Team together, but I don't know. All right, picks coming up. Let's see.
With the 15th pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Adrian Payne from Michigan State University.
I like that pick. So do I. Classic stretch four.
Who gave him this suit?
Dog, this nigga's suit looked like a patch of flowers. Oh my God. I think this is the this is the third level of Mario 3.
Oh, you criticizing that suit, but the one with the embroidered bedazzled flowers was okay, Justin?
Right. It wasn't purple. It was a solid black and white suit.
Did he get dressed by Farnsworth Bentley?
Right. I bet you he did. All he missed.
Oh, the pants is purple. Oh.
Right. He got purple pants.
Purple pants.
But you telling me.
Purple pants.
So you got to pick one. That suit or the flower suit?
Flower suit.
Flower suit is not even close.
Right.
That is the worst suit.
Thank you.
I couldn't believe there was a worse suit than the flower suit.
Wait. What about Joakim Noah's suit or that suit?
It fits him.
Yeah, Joakim Noah is the only dude in the world that can pull his suit off.
Yeah, nobody else can.
Yeah, he's just a weirdo.
Yeah, it fits him. And he probably wasn't high when he went and got fitted for it and tried it on. But when he showed up to the draft, he was definitely high when he wore it.
Hey, this dude looks polished as shit in these highlights. Yo, I don't know if he just got some good highlights or what, but this motherfucker look like a beast. Everybody else's highlights been okay. This dude highlights look like a fucking all-star tape, man.
I think he's the first senior that got drafted.
That's what it is.
And okay. He looks strong as hell, too, man.
Nah, that makes sense. He's a senior. He was okay. I was gonna say, everybody else is like freshmen, and there's like, you see potential. This motherfucker like a grown man. Move out my way, boy. I'm about to dunk on you. Excuse me.
The only problem is he went to the Hawks.
Oh, yeah.
They already have a power forward down there.
Yep. You know what they really need? A center. Because they power forward play center.
Yep.
And it's a losing proposition, man. Every year. So, sound like same old Atlanta making the same mistakes.
Unless they're going to get rid of Horford.
Yeah, I doubt it. I mean, who at this point you think he's still a hot commodity? I don't know.
Nah, he gets injured too much, but he's still a good player.
Yeah, but I just wonder, like, you said trade him. Like, I wonder, like, what you can get for Al Horford at this point, because I feel like people would be like, most teams would be like, I'm not paying him that much to probably be hurt.
Yep. Yeah, I don't like his game. You know, we talked about his game. It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
But you can't afford, you're not going to pay him this Payne and Horford at the same time.
Maybe. I don't know. It's only a rookie contract, but I don't know. You know what the thing is with guys like Horford? They're good on a stat sheet, but eye test wise, I'm like, I don't like your game. Like when I see them play, I'm just like, you can't win with a dude that small shooting jumpers and shit. I'm sorry. Not at center. And how you going to get stops? And Chris, plus it's the Hawks. So, you know,
Chris, you must like his game.
I do like his game.
Chris is a big fan, apparently.
I'm not a big fan, but I like his game.
Why do you think the Hawks so damn sorry with him?
Because he's not like a number one option.
Okay. You
know? But he plays like he's the number one option.
Hold on. We got some talking here.
In the gym and just made me a better person all the way around.
Congratulations. Back to you, Reese. Mm.
He talks like a Bama, all too. Right, in addition to dressing like one, he also talks like a Bama.
Before you go on, Is that Jalen Rose with that tie that looked like somebody's grandmama knitted it?
Yeah, remember I was trying to figure out what material that was?
Yarn.
Yarn? Yarn.
I was like, what kind of material is that? I like it though. I like how he got the outfit. That's another pick coming, right? Got the outfit. He got it matching the carnation.
Because I keep looking at it, I keep saying, that's not silk. That's not satin.
Continue tonight, I want to take a moment to recognize Baylor center Isaiah Austin. You may have heard about Isaiah.
No.
He is one of the nation's best collegiate players and was expected to be picked tonight before the discovery just a few days ago that he had a genetic disorder called Marfan syndrome
Oh, wow.
And is no longer able to play competitive basketball.
Wow.
Like the other young men here tonight, Isaiah committed himself through endless hard work and dedication to a potential career as a professional basketball player. And we wanted to make sure he fulfilled at least this part of his dream. So it gives me great pleasure to say that with the next pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the NBA selects Isaiah Austin from Baylor University.
Oh, man. They're trying to make me cry, dog.
I know, right?
Oh, that's powerful, man.
Yeah, Mark Fan Syndrome.
And that's why he is better than David Stern.
Yeah, David Stern would never do that.
Yep. Go ahead.
Yep. Marfan syndrome is a genetic disorder that affects the body's connective tissue. Mm-hmm. And the connective tissue holds all the body's cells, organs, and tissues together.
Now, here's the thing about that. This is why I think you shouldn't be forced to go to college.
Right.
He played 2 years of college and nobody caught this. And he was out there playing every night. Anything could have happened. You know what I mean? The NBA actually did test because there's a lot of money on the line and they care. Like, it's an investment. And they caught this and maybe he'll be able to help them out or whatever they can do. But yeah, I think that's a big thing, man. You know what I mean? Like, it tells you a lot about the difference between professional and amateur sports, amateur in quotes. Cause they're like, we're not paying them and it ain't costing us shit but a scholarship. Don't test them.
Right. And somebody was saying that he was playing with one eye.
Wow, that's crazy. Man.
Yeah, he had a detached retina.
Wow.
Like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and the Marfan thing, they were saying that, you know, his heart could have exploded at any time.
Holy shit. And he was just out there playing for 2 years.
For free.
For free.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did. Excuse me. He did get some school books.
Yeah, he got
for free.
He got a meal plan.
He got a twin bed.
He did get a meal plan.
He did get a twin bed for his 7-foot body.
Yep.
For
so that's
free.
You know, that's good. Oh, he got free air conditioning.
He did get some of the nursing students at the university to check him out. You know, for the healthcare.
They do the reflex test. You're fine, sir.
Okay, what y'all talking about?
I can't see out of my eye. Well, sir, we don't test for that. Okay, what we test for is reflexes, how high you can jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's your GPA?
Sir, is that an extra piece of chocolate cake? I'm going to need you to put that back. That's not on your meal plan. It's after 6 p.m.
I'm still hungry, though.
Yeah, it's after 6 p.m.
The calf's closed.
Looks like sleeps for dinner tonight for you, okay, buddy?
Damn it, man. Let me get my bags and head to the grocery store. Look like crab legs.
You can get seconds when you get to the NBA. But here... We only give first.
And y'all know what? I hope more and more players that are very, very good and don't want to go to school skip out and go overseas.
I wonder if they would have caught it overseas, I wonder.
Yeah, nope. Because they're professional. Like, they're paying you, so they're going to test you.
Now, I hope they continue to sue NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they look at it as, so what? They'll go overseas. It's not enough going overseas to make it a big enough deal.
That's more than free. Anything's more than free
just,
in my mind.
I'm just saying, I hope they continue to sue, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I hope they win.
Because suing brings more attention to it than those players going overseas. Because when they go overseas, they don't get talked about again until the draft, and most people just continue to watch March Madness and focus on this part. But
that's
if
true.
They sue, they'll focus on it the entire time the lawsuit is going on.
Yeah, and it's
in my opinion.
And I think when it comes to that, it's going to be longevity. Like, it's going to take years of consistently doing it to make that change.
Yeah, there's another pick coming up.
Yep.
All right, let me get back to the pick.
Now, go ahead, Chris.
No, I was
it's not up yet, so you got something to say, go ahead real quick. Because it's not on the screen yet, my screen. Mine's a little behind. I got Bill Simmons.
Yeah, you a delay.
Spitting some knowledge about some bullshit. All right, then nobody wants to say anything.
No, I saw who the pick was. I'm trying to think of that guy's name that broke the backboard.
Chris says he believes players shouldn't be paid anything. All right, let's go
with
to the pick.
16th pick.
No, he does not.
The 2014 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Jusuf Nurkić from Tuzla, Bosnia and Herzegovina. He last played for Cedevita Zagreb in Croatia.
So yo, that's for Denver, actually.
How can he Silver, be from all those countries?
Adam Silver is a beast. Did you hear how he pronounced all that shit?
Perfectly, too.
You know, good grief.
He probably practiced that for about a week.
You know he did.
So it looks like this is a trade.
Why do the Bulls keep taking chances on these foreign players? They know they haven't had much success with foreign players.
It looks like they're reporting a trade that the Bulls are trading this dude and their next pick to get McDermott.
Oh,
that's not a smart move. They won't. But I mean, it's good. Get him out of there because, you know, they saw they had the Ebola virus in the locker room. If they get this guy, who knows what type of virus they'll get. So you don't need any more foreign players in the locker room.
I will say this. McDermott's a good pick for Chicago.
I was going to say. They could use the scoring for sure.
Yeah, he's the only one that doesn't play defense.
That's a good pick because you're not getting the Ebola virus. It has nothing to do with the player's ability. You got rid of Dang on purpose. Like, they was like, nope. No more of these foreign illnesses that we don't know how the fuck to fix when they get here. I'm with the Bulls. I understand. But yeah, you got to get them out of there, man.
So the teams that can possibly get Melo and LeBron, the Lakers are one of those teams, Justin.
You know, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. that'd be a beasting team.
I like the sound of that. I feel like you're just fucking with me, though. Like you said,
no, they're on the list. The Lakers, meanwhile, have begun exploring such machinations even before the opt outs of James and Anthony had become known. So they're gonna call them at 12:01 a.m. Probably.
He'll probably call them. I feel like LeBron will call them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we can move to the next.
Mitch, what up, dog? What's up, man?
Not happening.
It's I know it's 9 o'clock LA time. I know you're not in the bed asleep. Nah, man. Said, 6 Mitch gonna be like, nah, I'm actually out of the country with Kobe right now, waiting on this call. I was waiting on you to call, and I wanted Kobe to be here, but he wouldn't fly back into the States, so I came to meet him.
I think he's just gonna call. They're gonna call him like, hey, Melo, this is Mitch Kupchak. If you would like to, hello? Oh, this is, after the beat? Okay.
Man, Melo and Lala somewhere popping bottles right now, man.
Okay, bottles of what?
I don't know. What's a fancy champagne?
Lala probably mad, man. She don't want to leave New York. She love it there.
Man,
it was her idea to go there in the first place.
Remember, I told you she wanted to go to L.A. Once Phil started talking, once Phil started making public about the money, he made Lala mad at that point.
Okay.
And she's already on TV. She would love to be in L.A. getting more acting gigs and things like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She want to go back to L.A. She realized she fucked up going to New York. She don't like the winter. She was like, you know, I forgot to get this cold over here on the East Coast. Can we go back?
The Heat's Big Three met to discuss the team's future. They don't say what came of it, but they just tell you that they did.
That's a short vacation for LeBron.
Yeah, he probably met with him like soon as he opted out. He was like, all right, I'm going out of town, man.
So, Justin, let me ask you this. As currently constructed, how many games do the Lakers win next year?
Oh, they could easily win 50. 50 to 60.
What do you mean? That's crazy. As currently constructed, they have no one on the roster except Kobe.
Right, but they won like, 30 last year without him?
Yeah, but I mean, they also had other people. They don't even have those people now.
They got
Paul Gasol's not signed. The only people are Steve Nash, Swaggy P, and Kobe.
Right, so you'll have Kobe and Swaggy P. That's guaranteed 30 wins right there.
Okay.
Powell's going to come back. That's the other 40. And then one other player, then you have 50.
Julius Randle?
Yep. There it is. I forgot about him just that fast, but there you go.
So how much money are you putting on that, Justin? Because I'd like to get in on that.
Yeah, I would love to get in on
that. I never put money on things I can't control.
No time like the present.
Nope.
Might as well let's start a new trend.
I never put money on things I can't control.
Justin's easy money, bitch.
Hey, do y'all hear that? That's Justin backstroking right now.
Backhanding.
I mean, I'll do a gentleman's bet, like shave my head. If they lose, I'll shave my hair.
Leonard Brothers in the chat says, Justin must be high.
See, here he goes starting again. That's why it's hard to support Leonard. Mm-hmm. He always be throwing shade.
So who wins more games next year, the Wizards or the Lakers?
Lakers. I don't even know why you asked that question. Y'all will be on Shaq to the Fool, and Denver will be on Shaq to the Fool for JaVale McGee. Hey,
this is the craziest I've ever heard, Justin, about the Lakers.
You know Washington's in the Eastern Conference, right?
Right.
This is the craziest I've ever heard Justin talk about the Lakers.
Didn't y'all lose to Indiana?
In the second round, did y'all even make the playoffs last year?
Nope, but I'm saying we would have beat Indiana.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Like 5 years ago, maybe.
We would beat them this year.
Mm. Wow. It's
Washington.
Hey, have you introduced him to Franklin?
No, man. I don't want to see them two get to know each other.
Yeah. Oh, that might be too much for the world.
That's another pick coming, right?
Yeah, mine's a little behind. I'll get to it, but
man, if Justin was a betting man, I'd win so much money off of him.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. If I was a betting man, you would lose because I wouldn't say things like that. I really wouldn't. I would base it off logic versus
y'all
how
win
I 40. Feel about
y'all could win 40 to 50 games. It's not out of the question, but not as currently constructed. Like. Y'all don't have shit. You don't even know what's on the team.
I mean, that's the caveat behind it. But I feel like it's...
You would have to have a good free agency offseason, and then we could see.
I feel like they
will. Oh, did they just make the pick? Oh, I missed it. James Young, shooting guard, Kentucky, going to the Boston Celtics. And the Celtics fans are happy.
Rondo gone, like you said.
Shooting guard, not point guard.
I know, but the other guy, they already got a point guard.
Can this dude shoot? Does anybody know anything about him?
He's a good shooter.
Okay, well, maybe you can combine him with Rondo, and it'll be a good young backcourt.
Well, what about the other guy?
What other dude?
They drafted Marcus Smart, the point guard.
Yeah, oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
Marcus Smart's the one. This guy's the two.
Rondo gone.
That's why I said Rondo's gone.
Well, I'll be goddamn.
Does he go? Does he come to the Lakers?
Everyone's going to the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't know if we should do any more of these draft specials because this shit turned into Lakers gate.
Rod, could you email Lionel and have him put up an email?
Yeah, no, I don't. The Lakers? I'm never reading one of those again, Lionel. Lionel, you're a good person. I read another one of them detailed ass proposals.
Now, Rondo he'll probably still stay on the team.
I'm just gonna get in. I want to get in this game too and say he's gonna go to Charlotte because apparently that's Jesus Christ!
I would love for Rondo to come to Charlotte.
Yo, yeah. this dude has a dunk where he dunked on everybody.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he should come to Charlotte.
He reminds people of Morris Peterson. Okay,
that's an insult. Why would you disrespect that man like that on draft day? Wait till tomorrow.
What's wrong with Morris Peterson? He was a respectable player.
We're talking about Mo Peterson.
I said respectable.
Yeah. No, he's not respectable either.
I think you're thinking about Bo Pete.
Yeah. That Mo.
Yeah.
First of all, he goes by Mo.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even want him in Cleveland. That's how terrible he was.
Hey, Jabari Parker signed with Jordan Brand. I like that move, young man.
Smart.
Get with a winner. Right out the gate. And it's kind of like North Carolina and Duke can claim them.
Chris Paul signed a Jordan Brand, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
get with a winner. I like that move when he did it. I liked it. I said, mm-hmm. That's a good move. You should always latch on to a winner if you can afford to.
When we saw the product they put out. He put out Argyle shoes.
Yep.
has anybody ever seen some of those on the street? No. I've never seen a pair of those.
No. That's because you wear them in the corporate business room.
What was the numbers on those? Like, not the ones, not, and you can't count the numbers where, like, he ordered 50 and gave them to his friends and the ones that they gave away.
You're just not in the right circles to see it. You're not rich enough to really understand what it's like to own Argyle's tennis shoes.
And wear them to a meeting?
Yeah, you gotta wear them when you go meet the CEO. You walk in there in some Argyle tennis shoes. Jadeveon Clowney revealed that he played with a sports hernia in all of 2013. Well, doesn't that make Steve Spurrier like a dick? Steve Spurrier was basically calling this man a bitch.
Yep.
This dude played with a sports hernia?
And, well, did they test for it? Because you know they don't test for shit.
In college, yeah. They just like, stop being a bitch, slave. And they hit him with a whip a couple more times. Yep. Get out there and run a 40, boy. According to John McClain, who saved the city three or four times.
I was going to say, wasn't he last seen in Russia trying to save people?
I'm an American. I'm on vacation. According to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, who says Clowney revealed the information to Gil Blatt Thursday at the rookie symposium. Clowney had surgery for a sports hernia early in June. There were talks of a potential groin injury right about the time South Carolina was hosting its pro day. given that the first thing that Houston, Texas did was get Clowney into surgery to get this taken care of, is a smart bet that is the same injury we now understand plagued the Wildcats at South Carolina. So I wonder if all these people that were dogging Clowney take it back.
No.
Because people was calling him everything, lazy, every kind of negative thing.
They probably didn't read this article. They don't care. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if people give him any credit.
Nope. He won't get it. He won't get it. They won't bring it up because then they would have to admit they were wrong.
Right. So that's not happening.
I mean, because that's a hell of an injury to play through.
And he played well. Like, they were saying, oh, he's not playing like last year. But he was still playing better than everyone else. Like, he still went number one.
Yeah. I gotta say, man, better man than me. I would have set my ass down so fast.
Right. I'm hurt, yeah. Coach. I'm hurt.
And my job is not even physical.
Son, you need to tough it out. Why don't you tough it out?
Tough out D's.
The Pistons might trade Josh Smith. And this article should read, somebody might take Josh Smith? Question mark.
Why did Joe Dumars have to get fired first?
Because he was a terrible GM.
Yeah, he put this shit together, remember?
But
people skip over that part of Joe Dumars' career, by the way. They go right to, like, he put together that team that was good. It's like, and all the teams that were bad after that, too.
Hey, Justin wants him on the Lakers.
Yeah, I think no, Josh Smith would go to the Lakers. But you gotta, y'all could get Josh Smith now.
But this is what I'm saying. But you got to look that he still had Drummond and the other guy that he has on that team.
Greg Monroe?
Monroe. Like, okay, he got Josh, but look at the other two guys that he did put on
right,
the squad.
Which is why you ask, why did you take Josh Smith, too?
But who did he get rid of for Josh? Like, it could have been for financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
No, he got out from underneath the contracts of Villanueva and somebody else.
Right.
And then he decided his big signing would be Josh Smith.
Yeah, because I think he signed Josh Smith as a free agent.
Yeah,
that was.
It wasn't even a trade.
Damn it, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm looking? I would hate to be this little Latino woman that's trying to get everybody away from their family. They're like, yeah. She was like, come on. We got 30 seconds. I got to get your ass up there on the stage.
NBA draft.
It's their fault.
The Phoenix Suns select Tyler Ennis.
Oh, shit.
And Syracuse University.
Oh, man. Syracuse point guard going already, man. Phoenix Suns fans look a bit distressed for some reason.
I don't know why. They got two nice picks in the draft.
Don't they have, what's his name?
TJ Warren?
Yeah, there's a lot of, well.
And Tyler Ennis.
But don't they have a point guard that's a beast, though?
Well, I don't. They have Dragic.
Yeah,
they have,
Dragic.
Yep. And they also have Bledsoe.
Yeah, that is a little weird. Now, I think Bledsoe might be a free agent.
But you need a back.
He's a restricted free agent, I think.
So they could match it. Maybe this means they're not going to match it.
You still need a backup.
Yeah, this dude.
The other thing is, man, this draft is real light skin.
It is.
Like, the last draft, I was like, man, they got a lot of players.
Yeah.
And those guys seem to work out.
Mm-hmm. Light skin brothers like, bouncing back this year, ain't they?
Yep. This could be a make or break big year for light skin.
And I want to.
Light bright draft.
I want to just give shouts out to Golden State and the Spurs for making this possible.
There's a very good chance you guys could, like, if this draft turns out to be a disappointment, it could set light skin people back a long way.
Yep, but the way how great they claim this draft is.
Yeah, I'm saying. Not,
but the, ironically, the.
It's know, like they setting y'all up for failure without knowing it because they keep saying it's first round talent all throughout this draft, even in the second round. And then when they don't come through, they're going to be like, it's because they light skin.
It's going to be because of Parker and B, those guys. Marcus Smart.
Yeah, if I was any team, I wouldn't take Josh Smith.
I mean, here's the thing, though, man. They took a chance on Rasheed Wallace, and it worked out. So I could see them wanting to take a chance on Josh Smith.
Rasheed Wallace was twice the player Josh Smith is.
I'm just referring to the mental issues.
Because Rasheed could actually, like, you know, hit those shots that he shot.
But Rasheed was...
Josh really out there like, it'll go this time. I got to figure it out. I got to figure it out, coach.
I'm not talking about that aspect of Rasheed Wallace.
I think
Well, that's the only one that matters.
I think Smith would be good on the Spurs.
Oh, well, obviously, yeah. Well, that's like saying you'd be good on the Spurs, Chris. Everybody be good on the Spurs. That doesn't count. Boris Diaw's good on the Spurs, man.
That's true.
Boys could ball, man.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying it's because of the Spurs that he's maximized that potential. Like, Pop knows how to fit dudes into a system. Other coaches be asking him to do dumb shit like lose weight and run.
Draft alert.
Okay.
Man, this draft is getting prettier and prettier about a minute.
Hold on. We haven't got there on my screen.
Saying just period. Like, okay. Shouts out to Drake. Shouts out to Prince. Shouts out, you know, MJ.
Full disclosure, people listening later on, my computer's behind the actual draft, so I'm not able to play the audio, so these guys know the pick before it comes in.
The only people that don't know, you're not. I'm just talking about even all the previous light-skinned draft picks. Like, it's just...
It's all right, man. It's cool. We can let them peek behind the wall. It's fine. It's fine. You didn't mess up. Everything's cool.
We winning this year.
2014 NBA draft. The Chicago Bulls select Gary Harris.
Denver. Wow.
Michigan State University.
At this rate, Shamar Moore is going next.
I was like, Justin getting nervous. He's like, y'all going to make us look bad.
No, Gary, we got him winning.
So now, this is the guy that Chris had us picking like 10 picks ago. And this dude didn't go to 19, so I'm assuming this is a steal, right?
I love this guy. I think he's going to be good.
You a big fan?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see his highlight package now. I got to watch for a second to see if he was dunking on fools or hitting threes.
Put the sound with it.
With the highlight package?
Yeah, why not?
Nah, because we got other shit to talk about. Let's talk about this a Seek trade. Omar Sy got traded to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, so sad for our seat.
No,
we don't want to go there.
He wanted to start, though. That's what he's going
to
do.
Is he going to start? So Anthony Davis is going to move to the four?
Yeah. Anthony Davis weighs about 10 pounds. He should play the four.
Okay. I mean, I just saw Anthony Davis highlights, and I was like, it don't matter where you put this fool.
Yeah, and even at 10 pounds, he made it work.
Yeah, he was getting his buckets. It wasn't his fault.
And I think he still led the league in blocks.
Yeah, but he got injured a lot, though, and dinged up a lot playing center. So I think a Sheik playing center is a better thing for them.
The power four is going to be kind of big, too, now.
Oh.
Yeah, this dude pretty nice. Anyway, Rodney Hood is number one on the board now, and we're getting kind of close to my Bobcats pick, and I'm thinking he not going to make it.
When did the Hornets pick? Oh, he got three more?
Yeah.
Oklahoma City does look thirsty, like they need a shooter.
Yep. Oh, man.
Memphis, too, man. That offense in Memphis is getting stagnant as hell.
Oh, man. But, yeah, Seek went to the Rockets. In exchange, the Rockets will receive Pelicans' 2015 first-round draft pick. The Rockets also will include $1.5 million in cash as part of the deal.
Damn, well, they paying for you to take him.
It also sets the team up to trade point guard Jeremy Lin, which will open up enough cap space for the Rockets to make a run at James and Anthony. This could be an epic fail of an offseason for these dudes.
Of course.
And by the way, they didn't say anything about needing to trade Harden to do this.
They needed to trade Dwight Howard because he's going to be serving 10 to 15 by the end of the season.
Yeah, but everybody knows it.
He serves 12. You know, he might keep it at 12, but, you know, minimum 10. We know he goes to 10 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing higher than 16. That number's too high for him.
You know who else I like in this draft? Cleanthony Early. Like me a good Cleanthony.
Whose grandpa is that?
He's not a junior.
Yeah.
Is he not a junior?
I think he is a senior because he's... 57 years old. Yeah. Clint Anthony.
Now this is the third, yeah.
Oh, they're talking to the Lakers GM. Hold on.
We came for the draft, and, you know, we had him on our board, you know, much better than a number seven selection. So we were surprised when he was there. And we do the draft. We rank, you know, according to what we think is going to be the best player going forward. So he was the best player on the board. We didn't think he'd be there. He's a player that will bode well in Los Angeles. He competes hard. He plays hard. He loves contact. Great kid.
Is that a slight of a pal?
You know, those are, you know, attributes that anybody would love to have on an NBA team.
Is this a guy that you can build around?
Well, he's young. And, you know, you don't know how somebody is going to develop. He's not going to develop because he doesn't work hard or he doesn't have the physical ability. So there's really no reason why he can't continue to improve. But, you know, to make a decision about building around a 19-year-old, you know, player right now is probably premature.
Do you guys have any concerns about his foot injury?
Well, it's something that, of course, we looked into. And anytime a player has a prior injury, it's a concern. But we didn't feel it was something that was career-threatening. If he did re-injure it, you know, he would miss some time. So it was something that was discussed, and we felt comfortable moving ahead.
There you go. What you think about that, Justin, as a Lakers fan?
Excellent. I forgot we had Wesley Johnson on the squad. I liked him.
Everybody forgot.
I liked him last year.
I noticed they still got Paul on the side on the roster.
Because he's gonna be there, man.
Someone need to update they sheet.
Paul gonna beat up, man. I know you want him to go to the Heat, and it does sound good, but it's other things you got to look at, like moving again.
Yeah, that's true.
Shit like that. Paul just seems like he's too lazy for any of that. Like, and did you catch that slight though when he was like, Randall's not afraid of the contact?
Yeah, he's not afraid of contact.
Like, he was definitely talking about Powell. Yep. Like, man, you gotta leave Powell alone if you want him to stay.
Speaking of greedy players that choose to stay, Tim Duncan opted in for his $10.3 million option.
I know. Makes sense. He did.
Good grief, buddy.
He should have renegotiated and got more.
Leave some money for some other people, buddy. This is the problem with Tim Duncan. He's a selfish, me first type of guy. And, you know, now this is why I can't respect him.
Nope. He's still recouping from his wife getting half.
Yeah. And this isn't going to help.
No, she already got her half. This is all new money.
But the team shouldn't have to take that burden.
Fuck the team.
He should opt out of his contract and take less so his wife gets less.
He's been taking less all the other years he's been there. Wow. I never thought I'd hear you say this. Think about it though, man. If you're saying Tim Duncan is one of the greatest power forwards,
one of the most selfish power forwards to play the game is what
but
I
he
say.
But he's only getting 10 million, not 15, not close to 20, but 10. That's saying he's been underpaid for a while, man. They've been getting a steal.
Course.
They need to give him a job afterward. Like, look, we're gonna give you a job.
He's gonna get taken care of.
No, not a job where he actually had physically really have to do any work though. Like, it's just kind of show up and we're gonna give him, you know, $1 or $2 million a year just because we owe you.
I just think if he was a real team player, he would opt out his contract and play for the minimum.
No.
No, nah, he got a new girlfriend now.
This has always been my problem with. Well, if she's really right down and she loves him for him and not the money, she won't mind.
She don't. You see, she changed up his haircuts, wardrobe, everything. This is a new Tim Duncan we seeing. She actually added about 5 more years onto his career. Because I could see him playing 20 minutes a game for the next 5 years sustaining it.
He had that Juwan Howard secret, the edge up.
Yep.
The ageless edge up. You're like, how old is that dude? 25 or 48? I can't tell. His edge up is too tight. All right, next story. So, yeah, Tim Duncan, selfish son of a bitch. Speaking of champions, Boris Diaw crashed a bachelorette party. Now, imagine if you're that bachelor. You look on Instagram and your girl's getting kissed on the cheek.
You see Big Smooth coming up to your woman?
Yeah, Boris Diaw, Fat Man Scoop.
Big Smooth. And talking French in their ear. And you know what? And you know how his homeboy get down? Man, your wife gone already on wedding night. She's not even coming home.
Oh, Lord. There's a big difference between Boris Diaw and Tony Parker. I see Tony Parker kissing my wife's cheek, I'm worried. I see Boris Diaw kissing her cheek, I'm worried she's going to get eaten.
But here's the thing. In this picture, he ain't got no shirt on. And it just tells... Oh, wait. I think my Internet Explorer just froze. Did it freeze on y'all too?
Mm-mm. Pick alert, by
so
the
you
way.
Guys can see me?
No, you just started spinning. Right.
Yeah, you gone. Man, Big Smooth kissing your woman. You know he spoke that parlez-vous français? Oui, oui, mademoiselle? Oui, oui?
Not worried.
You might want to be, because he don't look as big in this picture with his shirt off. Chris, I know you're not looking, but can you see it on Karen's screen?
I can see it. Maybe I'm a little worried.
He don't look as big on that picture. You might want to be a little concerned.
All right, here we go.
It's photoshopped.
Here we go, guys.
In the 2014 NBA draft, the Toronto Raptors select Bruno Caboclo.
Oh, shit.
San Paulo, Brazil.
Bruno Caboclo got picked.
Ole, 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 ole.
You sure he won the soccer player?
He was also the MVP of Basketball Without Borders.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ole, 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 ole.
So,
ole,
yeah.
Ole,
ole.
Toronto getting better and better,
that,
man.
That picture, though, reminds you that NBA fat ain't fat.
It sure ain't.
Like, before this, it was all like, well, you know, that fat ass Boris Diaw. And then you see him with his shirt off kissing your beautiful bride, and it's like, he kind of in pretty good shape. She might let him smash. I'm not in that good shape.
Put that accent on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got abs.
Yeah.
Man, your woman go. Listen, I'm telling you. And look, they out there on a boat, man. You know, they got drinks. Man, she's not coming home wet at night.
Oh, Lord.
She in Paris. He done took her back to Paris and shit. She gone, man.
Yeah. Like, you sitting around ain't lifted weights in years and shit. This motherfucker just got done playing in the finals, almost averaging the triple single.
And here's the thing. Say what you want. She a white woman. And right. We know him and Tony Parker love them some white women, man. He left Eva Longoria and cheated on her for Barry's white woman. What was it, Brent Barry?
Yeah.
For Brent Barry's white woman. So that white woman
She got her eyes closed. She got her arm around him.
Look at the angle of the degree of her arm too. Right. Hard.
And look at that way she got her head cocked. She touching his booty. You can tell.
She gone, man.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Oh, man.
Sorry to hear that, young fella.
Yeah, dog. You might want to get cold feet on this one.
But you know what, this young love, y'all can make this up. You forgive and forget. It's an NBA player. They won the championship. You know what I mean? Blame it on that. Blame it on anything. Just, mm-hmm. It's young love.
And he won your championship, too. Took your trophy wife. Man, I bet that dude paid for this yacht that she owned.
Boris ain't paid for that.
It was the motion in the ocean that night.
Boris like, I got this dude contract coming up, baby. You might want to get with this winner.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of that chickadiddle. Mm-hmm. He been watching Martin lately. Hitting him with Jerome in the house lines.
Oh, man, Boris.
I said D out in the house.
He done made a career off of being underrated. He probably smashed. Probably smashed.
D out be like.
Because he's still more cut than most average men.
D out be like, and this with water shrinkage.
TMZ Sports.
Oh, Lord.
TMZ Sports is reporting that Adrian Peterson's, the dude that killed his son, was arrested for kidnapping the child's mom now.
Oh.
Yep.
Yep.
The man suspected of killing Adrian Peterson's 2-year-old son last year has been arrested. At officials say he kidnapped the child's mother and attacked her. The suspect is 28 Joseph Robert Patterson, who was charged with murder and child abuse for allegedly beating Peterson's son to death in October 2013. He had been free on the murder charge of on a $750,000 bond. Where do you get that money from?
You don't, and you sit in jail.
Somehow he's out.
I thought with bail you only pay like 10%.
$75,000?
Well, maybe it's less. I don't know.
That's a lot, though.
You think Adrian bailed him out so he can meet him as soon as he get to wherever he going? Adrian waiting in the dark room.
Nah, because Adrian wasn't that close with the child because he had literally like just found out and was making plans to go see him, and he found out right before the NFL season started. So like, he didn't have a schedule free.
Do it matter?
Still your child. What do you mean?
And close or not, it's still your child.
I mean, I think it matters.
He took away an opportunity for that. I would even be, I'd probably be upset about that as well.
Yeah, I think it matters though. Not that it shouldn't, you know what I mean? I guess, but I think it would matter. Like if you like spent, the more time you spend with the child, the more I think upset you would be. Like I think he would be more upset about the idea of it, but like, if you really got to spend time with that kid, you probably be like, I'm going to fucking kill this dude. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't be able to help it.
And I'm saying, he might just want to, you know, Adrian, remember he was fighting a cop at the nightclub that time. He might just want to spend some alone time, just not necessarily kill him, but, you know, he definitely want to put hands on him.
Yeah, sure. He bailed him out. That's fine.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you. I don't feel like arguing. But Patterson apparently ignored the instructions. They kidnapped the child's mother. Cops in Sioux Falls, South Dakota say they responded to a call early Tuesday morning. Patterson was apprehended. and has since been charged with kidnapping, two counts of aggravated assault, interference with emergency communication, and third degree burglary. Yeah, sounds like he was a real piece of work, man.
I hope you die and burn in hell.
He's a keeper.
Yeah. Not my fantasy draft. Mm-hmm. He's a keeper in the nightmare draft.
How many people got his name in their phone as this nigga?
Yeah, a lot
of women.
I'm talking about his homeboys too.
Yeah, they crazy.
Look at the phone when he calling for like, not this nigga.
Rudy Gay will exercise his $19.3 million player option with the Kings.
He might want to stay. What do you think he gonna get that money again?
He's not.
No, he's exercising his option. He's going to stay.
Oh, you mean saying he's going to stay? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
$19.3 million.
He's opting in.
You think that talk Boogie Cousins have
versus him work? Most people opt out.
What talk?
Because Boogie wanted him to stay. And they say Boogie went, you know, had a meet with him, like, you know, about him staying with the team.
Here's the real question I'm asking, Justin. Can you trade Dwayne Wade for Rudy Gay now? They make about the same amount. They're both coming out the books. You just got to convince Wade not to opt in. If I'm LeBron James, I want to play with Rudy Gay more than I want to play with Dwayne Wade. What about you? Would you rather play with Dwayne Wade or Rudy Gay?
Rudy Gay, and send Dwayne Wade to the worst team possible. Let him go play with Boogie.
Draft alert.
I'm behind you guys.
And I also like to see at that point, you know, I already questioned if Dwayne Wade going to go through with the wedding. But then once he gets traded and he's not in Miami anymore, I would like to see if Gabby is the one that calls the win off.
Draft alert!
With the 21st pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Oklahoma City Thunder select Mitch McGarry.
Yes!
Yeah!
From the University of Michigan.
Still got a chance of Rodney Hood, though.
Rodney Hood's still alive.
It's a solid pick.
And the Heat are trying to move up to get Shabazz Napier.
You saying McGarry is a solid pick, Chris?
Oh, I like McGarry.
You know, he reminds me of Adam Morrison.
I was going to say Wally Zerbiak.
No, you got to say Tyler Zeller or Cody Zeller.
Nah, that's too, they don't have enough highlights in the NBA yet.
But can you trust a guy named Mitch?
Or the Plumleys.
Yeah, the last Mitch that was good in the NBA is Mitch Richmond.
That guy was a beast.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's the last one. I said, yeah.
I mean, they even called him The Rock. He had a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to be good.
I don't know about this Mitch. He looks suspect.
Mitch rhymes a little bit too much with bitch.
Oh, Lord.
Joe, Mitch ass.
Well, the reason I was saying Mitch is because that's, you know, they call him Mitches now. Mm-hmm. Instead of bitches, they call him Mitches.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that.
The male version of the bitch. So
that's new to me. I hadn't heard that.
So that's why I was saying.
Do bronies too?
I can't wait.
He's a Mitch, and I don't know if you can trust that dude.
I can't wait for this dude to get to Oklahoma City and Russell Westbrook look him off. It's gonna be so fun to watch. Cause they ain't calling up no plays for him because they don't know how to call any plays except for Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook.
Mitch McGarry.
Mm-hmm. From Michigan.
Irish much.
So anyway, man, Mitch, he reminds me of Larry Bird. And, I think I see a little bit of Van Horn, Keith Van Horn in him.
He reminds me of Kiki Vandeweghe.
Kiki Vandeweghe is not white.
Yes, he is.
Man. He's like some type of weird hybrid of. He got too much melanin to be
white. He's like Swiss or something.
I got a cross racial comparison for you, Antonio McDice.
He can dunk like Tonio McDice, dog? Or you talking about after the knee injury?
I'm talking about after. Come on now.
Because I was about to say, because Tonio McDice used to be hell. Well, then he hurt that knee, and he was so earthbound. His game was never the same, but he used to dunk on fools with reckless abandon, man. Yeah,
earthbound as a white athlete.
Yeah.
He actually reminds me of AK-47. Plays for the Nets.
Oh, okay. Karolinko?
Yep.
Yeah, but Karolinko was actually extremely athletic when he first started.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Mitch McGarry reminds me more of Chris Mullin and Rick Chapman.
What about Dan Marley?
Yeah, he reminds me of Thunder Dan Marley.
That's old school.
He's got a lot of Thunder Dan in him. A lot of Danny Ainge, too. So, like, Danny Ainge, little Mark Price.
Don't forget about John Paxton and Steve Kerr.
Yeah, got a little Steve Kerr in there. Damn, yeah. They got Rodney Hood going to the Jazz at 23. Now hold up. Wait, what? Wait a minute.
Nope, he too black to go to the Jazz.
Come on now.
Too black.
Y'all chance was Jabari. Y'all got to give it up. It didn't happen. I forgot who the Jazz picked. Y'all remember who they picked?
Exum. Dante Exum.
Yeah, they went with
the Australian.
Did they?
Yeah, they went with the Australian dude. So yeah, you can't go Rodney Hood, Jazz. Come on.
Yeah, they're not going. He too dark with it.
Yeah.
And you, Memphis.
They should have went Mitch McGarry.
I don't think Memphis is going to get him either because, their owner is such an ass. Like, I don't see him empowering his GM to make any smart choices. Like, okay. They fired the coach.
Yeah, they did.
For no reason at all.
Lionel Hollins.
Yep. I hope Lionel coaches the Lakers, even though they don't want him.
Oh.
I like Hollins as a coach.
I wonder if now I'm just thinking about who the fuck Carolina's gonna get. I mean the Hornets are gonna get.
Hood. We're gonna think positive that he's still gonna
be there. I want Hood. But they got Shabazz Napier still out there. Klee Anthony, like me a good Klee Anthony. I'm on record.
That's another old man's name.
Yeah.
Alec Brown.
Don't know anything about him. PJ Harrison from North Carolina. He can light it up.
Man, he can't handle the.
And he got the and he got the thug, you know. You know my favorite players is thugs. Steven Jackson.
What about Aaron Kraft of Ohio State?
I don't trust anybody from Ohio State in the NBA.
Okay. Andre Dawkins of Duke is available.
Well, super guard. Mike Conley was a good player.
He's
a good player.
Yeah, he's good. I know it doesn't mean I trust him now. I don't trust any of those picks from my.
Now, Clint Anthony is from Wichita State. He'll go crazy down here in Charlotte,
yeah,
in the city.
Yeah, he would.
And it's not even a big city.
What's up with these buildings? Damn. Y'all got buses?
He was like, look at all the booty on these women down here.
Good grief. I might have to go to the club every night. It's a Monday. I'm going to the club. Ain't nobody in the club on Monday.
CJ Fair, 6'8 small forward from Syracuse.
Oh yeah, I do like CJ Fair.
And he's a senior, so you know he got experience.
But I feel like I'm setting my sights on Hood, and then we'll see what Rich Cho did. By the way, best thing about having the Rich Cho as a GM, no matter what the pick is, I'm gonna be like, oh okay. I'm just gonna assume something good could happen. Like I just don't know what it is yet. Anyway, Rudy Gay gonna get $19.3 million. By the way, did you hear the rumor? Rudy Gay, Booby Gibson, and they're one of the teams that is thinking about taking Josh Smith. How fucking insane would that be?
Maybe Booby Gibson's ex-wife can sing. She can do all the national anthems.
Dude, that would be the craziest shit ever. Booby Gibson and Josh. Booby would choke Josh Smith at some point. Hey, man, stop shooting all them threes, man. I'm not going to tell you again, bro. Stop shooting on them threes. Because his shot selection would drive Booby insane.
He has to be disappointed in himself, though. I mean, he played with LeBron, and now this is what he has. He got to be mad at himself that he didn't play good enough that LeBron didn't take him to Miami with him like he did.
Pick alert! Pick alert!
Zaron and Silgakis.
Okay, man.
NBA draft. The Memphis Grizzlies select Jordan Adams.
Woo!
UCLA.
Yes! Jordan Adams!
Guard from UCLA.
Oh, look at his hair. He reminds me of Sean Kemp because his hair is stupid.
Really?
Because his hair is stupid.
I was going to say he reminds me of a young rapper that once talked about Superman in that hoe.
Mm-hmm. You know, he reminds me a lot of Isaiah Thomas.
Let's hope he don't have all them kids, Sean.
Because he's the same size.
You know, he reminds me of Joe Dumars. Yeah. With that blank expression on his face.
He's black. He reminds me of D. Brown with that haircut. Mm-hmm. On some real shit, though, looking at his hair, he going to fit right in Memphis.
Yep.
He's going to fit right in Memphis, dog. It won't even be close.
How are they taking all these selfies with these old school Polaroid cameras? And the cameras are like old school. That's what's hot now.
Apparently so, man.
What were you watching?
Karen's watching the other program.
Are you watching the black and white?
No. They've been doing like these selfies and like snapping pictures of themselves on like their phones and shit like that. And I was like, that's what's out the street now?
That dude is so Memphis, dog. Oh, man. All right, Jazz.
I'm shocked he went to UCLA.
Don't do it, Jazz. Come on. Michelle Wee twerked after she won a U.S. Open.
Yes.
Turned down for what? Turn down for what? She drank beer out of the fucking out of the trophy.
Hey, man. Turn down for what? Has been sleeping on Michelle Wee for a while.
She got on the wall and twerked a little bit too.
disappeared. People forgot about her.
Now hold up. Now, your opinion isn't important on this, Chris. What you think about this? Come on, Chris.
There ain't much to twerk with, but that was all I'm saying.
It wasn't a lot back there to work with. I agree.
That's your only commentary.
But I mean,
if you're going to see a girl twerk, you want to see something going on.
Your wife not going to hear this. You can feel free to speak freely.
Hey, listen.
Yeah,
I'm all about the twerking. But
did she set Asian people back?
She's got to be showing me. Oh. Yes, 1,000%. If you wrote a post like you used to about who got set back in what year, I would say Asian people got set back the most.
Yeah. I feel like Asian people had to look at. I feel like Black people and Asian people collectively looked at this video and went, "Come on, man."
I think the opposite. I think they looked at it and was like, "Well, all right now, all right, there we go." See, Asians do have soul.
I know for. The thing is, I know for a fact the black people that were mad, because I saw them on Twitter.
Oh, why were they mad?
Because they got this thing going where like anybody that twerks or raps or whatever, it's like you appropriating black culture just so you can do that. So they was mad. They were mad. I saw it.
I ain't mad at her.
I'm not mad at her at all. She looked nice doing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at her at all. I think she got a little bit of cakes back there. Yeah, no shame in my game.
Yeah, I'm actually proud of the young.
Justin been wanting that girl since she was like 14. I remember
13. 13.
Yeah. I said, who the hell is that?
I saw her before the tour.
Yeah. I said, Justin, she's still in high school.
She was in middle school when I first saw her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. You thought Gibbs. Him and R. Kelly.
Yo. Speaking of R. Kelly, man, I did not know he was 27 when he married Aaliyah.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 22, and I was like, that's still bad, but 27?
That's an old man. He older than us. I'm kind of what, his 30s, 40s now?
Yep.
27 trying to get with a 15-year-old? Speaking
of R. Kelly, he put it in a song that he wants Carmelo Anthony to come to the Bulls.
That's a sign that you shouldn't, sir. Mm-hmm.
Man,
here's the thing though, man. Because them dudes look up to Kobe the way they do. If they was to be like, it was always our dream to play with Kobe, Olympics wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. We enjoyed it. We want to get
draft alert.
We want to get him another ring.
In the 2014 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz select Rodney Hood.
You son of a bitch!
I started to spoil it for you, but I was like, nope.
Motherfucker.
Hey, they ain't gonna do it.
Oh, you sons of bitches. You know he gonna go there and be miserable.
Yeah, he probably not even gonna show up.
Man, we should take Shabazz Napier just to fuck with the Heat now.
He gonna demand a trade.
Somebody took off my favorite person, now somebody go take Shabazz Napier so LeBron can't get his favorite
person. They're gonna take your boy, man. They're gonna take Klay Anthony.
Oh, you know what? I'll be okay with Klay Anthony. I'm on record as saying that. That is true. I would love to give me a... Can I put his first name on the jersey? I don't want his last. I just want to walk around with Klay Anthony on my back.
Rodney looked like, man, I do not want to play in Utah.
He was like, I almost went to Charlotte. It's close to Duke. It's better than Durham.
Right. Like, you know he's been down to Charlotte several times.
I love the weather.
He was down here for CIAA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm be out here in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
I
love his game.
He gonna demand a he can refuse to sign with them, right?
No. I mean, you can do anything you want, I guess, but it ain't gonna work. Damn, man. He gonna be so good.
Yeah, he's gonna be nice.
He the dude that the only reason he won't be good is because he went to the Jazz. You know what I mean? Where he'll just be like melancholy, like, man, I just really want to get the fuck out of here. Cause like, you know, Gordon Hayward went to the Jazz and it's like, he just disappeared and he actually had a pretty good career.
Yep.
But it's like, it's the Jazz, so nobody gives a fuck. Mm-mm. But X-Men Hood, man, I like what they're doing out there, man.
And who wants to live in Utah? Sorry to the Utah fans.
Karl Malone.
He's the only person.
Yep. Karl Malone, the only brother that wants to live in Utah.
Out there producing kids and sending them away.
Let's see what he sounds like. He probably crying.
You had to sit out with a redshirt year. How critical was that redshirt year in order for you to have your game blossom and grow?
I mean, it was great for me just to get acclimated to Duke. And to be under that coaching staff, they helped me along the way. And, you know, I was able to learn from guys like Mason Plumlee and Ryan Kelly and was able to come in to that leadership role the next year.
You get a chance to play with two really good guards, Trey Burke and then Dante Exum as well. How excited are you about that?
I'm very excited, you know, just to get to Utah and play with those guys. And, you know, I got a big chip on my shoulder now, and I'm just, you know, ready to get there.
Thank you. Congratulations. Back to you, Reese.
Add it to the list. The chip on the shoulder. You know, when Rodney Hood started his career, his parents were in education. Rick Stansberry, the former coach at Mississippi State.
I love PJ Harrison right here, by the way.
Nah.
Thug life.
Glenn Robinson III.
Oh, thug life.
No.
Turned down for what?
I love that dude. You don't like Glenn Robinson?
Hell no.
I need to find that song. I love
that
song.
I don't like his goddamn daddy, and I don't like his ass either.
Why you don't like his daddy? Big dog.
I don't know. I just thought that'd be some cold shit to say.
He beat Tracy McGrady. He kept Tracy McGrady's streak alive.
I just thought that'd be some cold. I just thought that'd be some cold shit to say.
Tracy was like, and the series is over. And Big Dog was like, really? Really?
I just think he was overrated.
You gonna talk shit in my face like that?
He never played defense.
Eh?
Okay. So yeah, R. Kelly put in a song that he wanted.
Draft alert.
Oh, draft alert! All right, mm-hmm.
for the Hornets.
Yeah, it's a little behind on my end. I still got 2 minutes counting down. Okay, here he is.
Finally, earlier tonight, who they take this time?
With the 24th pick, Michael Jordan's Lex.
Cle Anthony. Pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets select Shabazz Napier.
Oh fuck my Heat! Fuck the Heat! We really took LeBron, man. Oh, I was joking. I'm sorry, LeBron. I'm so sorry. Oh.
I like Shabazz, though.
Dog, but that's that bitter shit that you do in that fantasy football draft that fuck up your team where you be like, oh, y'all gonna take my man? Okay. Okay. Oh, I guess you really need the backup for Arian Foster, huh? Well, I'm taking him 2 rounds early. Fuck your team.
I like Shabazz, though.
Yeah, I do too, obviously. I wonder if we're going to trade it to... We could still end up trading it to the Heat,
He's
though.
The same player as Kemba, though. That's the only problem.
Is he the same? Because he's a real point guard. Kemba's kind of a two.
Shabazz is not a real point guard. Not in my opinion.
Oh, man. Well, see, that's just your racism. He's...
Damn terrorist. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how race figures into this one.
You're
a damn terrorist.
I mean, maybe like positionalism or something.
Yeah, you're Asian, and these are two black men. You're trying to make them fight each other.
Oh, man, you put those two guards out there like the same way the Spurs would put Neil and Parker on the court at the same time.
Yeah, oh, but they're both like 6'1", though. They're both tiny.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, but one of them shoots better than the other.
We might be.
Yeah, but they can't play together.
Well, Chris, I will say we might be trading the pick now.
That's true.
I mean, I would, you know, they say the Heat have been trying to move up and get this to get him. So maybe there's some kind of deal in the water.
But there's no one on the Heat you want.
But why can't they play
together?
I mean,
but it could be next year's pick or it could be, you know what I mean? It could be a lot of shit.
It's like having two Allen Iversons on your team, except they're not selfish with the ball. Like, they're just going to run past everyone.
Yo, how funny would it be if the trade was Shabazz Napier for Dwayne Wade?
would you boycott the Hornets at that point?
Nah, it would just be funny as shit if they was just like, we really just want to get rid of Wade.
I really would be like, fuck the Hornets for a year, though.
Yeah, he should have opted out. They just hit him with the, listen, Wade, you want to opt out right now? Like, you got 5 minutes. Because if not, we're going to they gonna trade this pick.
And he's light skinned too. I wonder if they actually sat down and was like, how many light skinned people have we selected this draft compared to the past drafts? I wonder, yeah, would the percentage be higher this year.
It's definitely higher this year. I wonder what Andy Katz is talking about. Let me see.
He's been tracking this as Miami's trying to move up from 26. They've been talking to Utah. That didn't go through, as we saw. They were talking to Charlotte. And Palinka just got a text saying that he's off to Miami, told the family members, and then they reacted immediately as the NBA was passing out the Charlotte Hornet hats to every member of the family at their table. So we'll have to get the full trade here going forward.
Wow. Oh.
So we are trading.
Able to trade those hats. That's one of Bill's favorite moments in all the drafts is when hats start getting traded. We'll get to that in a moment. But Shabazz,
they really want this dude.
Trade hasn't been approved yet, so at the moment, still a member of the Charlotte.
Have you
Hornets.
Seen Mario Chalmers?
Jay Williams.
Wonder what
no,
we did.
I have not seen Mario Chalmers.
I hope
we
it's not Mario.
Get no Chalmers.
I've seen someone who used to look like Mario Chalmers.
I hope it's not Mario Chalmers. The problem, or Cole.
You know what the problem is with a trade like this? What draft pick could they possibly give us?
Next year's first.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's the Heat.
So we're going to be number 30?
Right. It'll be later than this.
It won't be high.
I agree.
And maybe they'll give us this year's pick, too. But what pick are they in this year's draft?
I hope it's not.
Second round, probably.
I hope it's not Haslam. Or even though I like Haslam, I don't want him on the Hornets right now. I definitely don't want. I can't. He played for Orlando first. You know, shoots threes a lot. 6'10", though.
Rashard Lewis?
Yeah, Rashard Lewis.
I thought you were talking about Ryan Anderson.
No, I definitely don't want him.
What? Ryan Anderson's good, man.
Maybe we're going to get PJ. Maybe we're going to move down to wherever they're picking, and then we'll get PJ Harrison or Glenn Robinson III.
And then next year's first round pick?
Yeah, and then next year's first round.
I mean, Miami's picking.
Anybody know when they're picking?
Houston's now, and then Miami.
30. Oh, they're 26?
Yep.
They're 26?
Yeah. It's Houston now.
Oh, so we're only going to move down a couple spots and possibly get another pick next year?
It's Houston now and then Miami.
Okay. Interesting. We'll see what happens with that when they mention what happens. But, R. Kelly made a song. Now, this clip is 9 minutes long, and I don't know where in here he does it. But he said, I would love to see Melo on the Chicago Bulls. I'm going to get down on my knees, baby. Mm-mm. I would love to have you in Chicago, my dude.
Don't do it.
And that's probably going to be a cut on his album because he's been that terrible at singing lately.
You're going to lock him in the closet.
He's just a dude that doesn't care anymore.
R. Kelly is one dude that I know if he was at my wedding, I wouldn't have to worry about him trying to get my woman.
What did Kimball Walker tweet?
You have to hide your kids.
You said what did Kimball what?
Kimball Walker tweet because it just so like different. People tweeting. I was like, what was his tweet? His tweet wasn't like, yo, fuck that nigga. Oh, wow, my little brother, I love you, bro. Shabazz Napier trying to take that spot. Everybody's excited that we got Napier in on Twitter.
He gone.
He not going. Yeah, as soon as I saw that, I was like, obviously that's a trade. We're not gonna keep him. Ray Allen said he prefers to play next year, Justin.
Of course.
So he'll be back.
He's smart. We knew that.
Yeah.
Well, as long as LeBron, I felt like you said, as long as LeBron, wherever LeBron going, that's where Ray Allen going.
Ray, a combo.
Ray is like, I've never had easier shots in my fucking life. All I do is stand by the 3-point line and hit open threes.
Yeah, Ray was disappointed in himself. Like, I've never been this open and I'm shooting bricks during the playoffs.
All right. Hope Solo, Thug Life. She got in a fight with her 17-year-old nephew. Over the weekend at his house in Washington, they called 911 on Hope, and they actually have audio of the call.
What does she play? Golf?
Soccer.
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 Or football.
Yeah. Football.
Football. She's a footballer.
The Women's World Cup. The ones for the real fans.
Football.
Shout out to my man in the bleachers, Mike Felder. He knows what I'm talking about. But I guess after they make this next pick, maybe we can play the audio. Well, we might be able to squeeze it in for this pick. Let me see.
Depending on how long it is.
Yeah, it's going to be coming on your stream in about 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll wait to hit play then. But, it's going to play in.
TMZ said, fuck your show.
I do like that they're breaking down the cap room and center is empty for the Heat, but not LeBron James. Why is it LeBron James empty?
Man, you should.
We know. Already know he ain't taking his 20.6.
I wouldn't take that off either.
I would if I was ESPN. That would be a bigger story.
Miami told them not to take it off.
Yeah, it's like leave it on.
Yeah, Miami. Pat Riley was like, if you fucking remove.
Dude, how funny would it be if they moved like James Jones into that? That was like James Jones is only making $6.8 million. So it should leave the Heat a lot of cap flexibility to sign a better player.
He shouldn't be making that much money.
I don't know. I just made that number up.
But
it's this guy for cap space.
With the 25th pick in the 2014 NBA Draft, the Houston Rockets select Clint Capella.
Woo.
From Geneva, Switzerland.
Thought I was always about to be Clea Anthony, man. I was nervous.
And he from Switzerland?
And he a brother, too. Clint Capella.
There's an article out there saying that he's a steal of the draft.
Yeah, but
he is 6'11".
If he was, he wouldn't be going to the Rockets.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying there's an article out there.
They're replacing a seat, though.
There's an article out there saying Jabari Parker's a bust. You know what I mean? There's an article for everything before the draft. I mean, hopefully he's good, but I doubt it because the Rockets, you know.
He is replacing a Sheik.
They bad at their selections.
But he's a power forward, not a center.
You know, the thing about Houston is when he asked to leave, mm-hmm. they could have gotten way more for him.
And they waited and got less.
Right.
And only because they wanted to make room to get for money to get LeBron and Melo.
Right. And they could have gotten rid of him a year earlier and got way more.
This could totally backfire. Anyway, here's the call.
911, what's the location of your emergency? Okay, well, do you need the police or an ambulance?
Police.
Okay, let me get us to the police department.
Hope Solo is going psychotic. She's fucking beating people up. He said our whole name. Hope Solo is going psychotic. She's fucking beating people up.
Well, who hung up and called back?
Yeah, someone on the other line. Hey, honey, I'm on the other line, please. Hold on. I'm on another line.
Okay.
I'm trying to call 911. I'm on the phone with 911. I'm trying to call 911 right now. Ma'am, what's the emergency? I don't know who you are. Hang up, please. I'm trying to call 911.
Okay.
So somebody did. His mom picked up. She really got on the other line. Like, he needs to call the police. His ass is getting whooped.
Before she went crazy, she was pretty hot, too.
Yeah, she was, man. And then she, you know, freaked out, got back home, turned into trailer trash.
It's like a disturbance altercation going on there.
Okay, did he give you any details?
No, he said some gal was going crazy and hitting people.
Okay. And then did he disconnect or?
I still hear people in the background, I think.
That could be us, too. Caller?
Wow, hello? She wants to knock his ass
out.
Okay,
we'll get him started.
It is.
Okay, we'll get him started, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Wow.
Is that the 911 operator first day on the job? She sounded like she did not know what the fuck was going on.
Ma'am, is this an emergency? No, we just called 911 for fun.
Hope, we ain't got nothing else to do.
Hope Solo is beating everybody's ass, and we need some help. Do you need some help, ma'am?
She asked her. She did she even give out the address? Did she say, is anyone hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was just like, okay.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
It's like when you're trying to get someone off the phone. All right, cool. Sounds good. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm coming off my break soon. Can we please hurry up this call? You know what I mean? Like, I'm already 10 minutes past my lunch.
Right.
What's the problem?
It's like when you really at the shit and then you're on the phone. You're like, all right, then. Okay, sounds good. All right, we'll talk about it later. All right. Well, hey. Well, police are on their way. All right. Is everything cool?
I'm walking in the bathroom now.
Yeah.
If you want to continue this conversation, just know there will be an echo.
Yeah. You might hear some sounds that you're not used to. Just try not to pay attention to those. I'm sorry, but yeah, we.
Do you have the smell app? Yeah. Do you have the smelling app?
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Go ahead and get that taken care of. No problem.
Yep. By the way, you're gonna have a draft pick in a couple seconds.
Wow, that's an industrial toilet. Draft pick coming up soon. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Baz Napier, here's who the Heat will pick for the Hornets.
Klay Anthony!
We have a trade to announce.
Yes.
The Denver Nuggets trade the player contract of Anthony Randolph and the draft rights to Doug McDermott, the 11th pick, to the Chicago Bulls for the draft rights to Yusuf Nurkic, the 16th pick, Gary Harris, the 19th pick, and a 2015 second-round draft pick.
Damn. I'm confused.
And with the 26th pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select P.J. Hairston.
Oh, we get P.J.!
He left book. Texas Legends of the NBA Development League.
Thug life!
P.J. Hairston is the first NBA D-League player to be drafted in the first round.
Wow.
Carolina standout.
He's known to shoot. Games.
For impermissible benefits, and the school decided not to see the statement that led Hairston to the D League.
How tall is PJ?
Well, that's what he does. He's a shooter.
Tall enough to bust them fangs.
And he shoots it from really deep range.
My bullets know no height.
He's known to let the thing go. Oh, look at his picture. He's not smiling.
He's 6'5". He's the same height as mama. 6'5". Damn, she a tall one.
Dog. Thug life. I can't wait.
PJ will be at all the hookah bars.
Oh yeah,
all the ratchet clubs. He will be at Wet Willie's on the weekend.
Wet Willie's.
He will be at Onyx.
Let's go, PJ.
He's gonna be at Club Nicky's on Little Rock Road.
Man, I go to Onyx all the time, man.
Let's go, PJ.
Chris, we know you about that life.
Mm-hmm.
I just say I'm with Justin. One of the light skinned ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he go Club Nicky's on Little Rock Road.
I dare motherfucker to kind of step to our team now. We not gonna get fucked with no more.
Gotta shoot him.
We need some dark skinned players on our team though.
Mm-hmm. I love it. We got PJ. He a beast too. I mean, if he had, think about it, dog. If he hadn't got caught with them guns twice. we probably would have went further in the tournament and everything, man.
Yep.
I mean, Roy coached the hell out of that team, but I mean, he was our best player offensively, and it's not even close. So, you know, and he probably was going to class. Yep. Overly excited man falls out of the window after a goal in U.S. World Cup match.
Oh, did he die?
What was he yelling out the window? Was he throwing out Mardi Gras beads or something, trying to get people to flash when they did it? What? Damn, how far was he leaning out the window?
Was he yelling gold and just roll on out the window?
Go!
Oh, wait a minute. He faded away. Oh, I think it fell out the window.
Silvestri Varela's final goal against the U.S. in Sunday evening's World Cup match was a heartbreaker, and none was as banged up about it as Eric Corey, a Miami soccer fan who toppled out of a bar window as soon as Portugal scored.
A bar window? How was this bar?
I don't know. Let's see. By trying to fight the match in the final minute of stoppage time, Portugal made the U.S.'s shot at moving past group play more difficult. He was taken away by paramedics, but not seriously injured. Looks like something caught. He fell on a balcony or something. Corey, the leader of a fan group called the American Outlaws, reportedly made a habit of perching on a ledge near the window of Fido's Irish Club, said fellow American Outlaw Wes Kramer, he's always up there. He stood where he stood a million times before. Kevin Yonbor, another fan, caught the moment after the U.S. team's downfall and the moment before Corey from the Miami Herald. Eric looked heartbroken, said fellow super fan. Kenan Yonbor.
Not leg broken. Head broken.
Heart broken.
Heart.
Arm broken.
Okay, nothing about them limbs.
Ribs broken. But heart broken. Okay.
As he reacted to the Portugal scoring the goal, he began to lose his balance. I saw that he knew He spread his arms to stop himself.
I believe I can fly.
Yeah, I picture it's like slow motion, like John Woo style. Doves released in the background.
I just, anytime I think about somebody falling, I just always think about the other guys when they jumped off the arm building.
He spread his arms to stop himself from falling out, but he saw he was going out the window. And while Yarnborough felt for his friend, his heart was with the team. It just hit me. It just hit me, Yarnborough said to Kramer. We tied. After all that, we tied.
The ground is heartless.
Yeah, he crushed his body and his heart.
Yep. They didn't even care. He didn't even care that his friend almost died. He was like, damn, man.
Well, I just like how it took all that time to make all his observations instead of trying to help him not fall out of the window.
Yeah, it must have happened in a flash.
You think he aimed for the bushes?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like it went to sudden death almost.
For him.
Oh. You think he got a death penalty?
Yeah. but yeah, man, that dude almost died because of that. It was a good game, too, man. I was so excited. And then fucking Ronaldo made that perfect pass. No time. It was literally like 10 seconds left, and these motherfuckers scored an equalizer. I was like, are you serious right now, dog? Like, everybody was talking so much shit. But because I'm a true soccer hooligan, I was like, you know what? A tie is a win. That's what I learned.
Yep.
So I was celebrating like we won anyway.
Footballer.
Mm-hmm. I celebrated today like we won, by the way. I was like, we still going to the next round, right? No, everybody's like, but y'all lost. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
If you was really passionate, you'd have fell out the window. But
I did. I was on the first floor.
So it didn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. So he was overexcited. Fell out the window. From the window to the wall. To the sidewalk.
So do you blame it on his mind and not the heart? Since he was heartbroken?
Yeah. All right. The Jazz are reportedly offering Derek favors. Well, I guess this don't matter because it didn't happen, did it? I was just about to read that draft. Like, oh yeah, rumor is. Oh wait, we're watching the draft. We already know what happened. So.
And it sounded like on those other trades, Denver gave up everything, but it didn't say what they was getting in return. Because didn't you say Denver's giving up this draft, that draft, up another pick?
So much weight.
They sent McDermott to Chicago, and they got back Gary Harris and that Turkish center dude. And also second round, Yusef Turkic or something. And then the second round pick for next year is what they got back.
Mm-hmm.
So Chicago just got McDermott.
That was a stupid-ass trade.
The Cavs are mulling a Magic offer. Okay, we already know that didn't happen. Fuck, man. We talked about the dude with the genetic disorder.
Oh, you know you got drafted.
So we're almost out of shit to talk about. The draft first round isn't over yet. We almost made it. Derrick Rose reportedly would rather play with Kevin Love than Carmelo. Yeah, what's wrong with Derrick Rose, man?
What's their next
move? Insecure.
Draft alert!
Nick, just the Orlando Melo Magic trade the draft rights close the door to Dario Saric, the 12th pick. Reports, he's still looking a future for a first contract. Round pick.
Somebody didn't tell him that the commission is speaking.
Shut up. Yeah. God damn it. Fucked up my audio.
To Elfrid Payton, the 10th pick.
Oh, Saric for Payton.
And with the 27th pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Phoenix Suns select Bogdanovich.
Oh, not Bogdan Bogdanovich. God damn.
He last played for
Partizan
in Serbia.
You sound kind of distraught.
Bogdanovich. When I saw his name come across, I was like, who?
Right. How do you pronounce that?
What?
That name sounds. That name sounds like a fake name that you give a girl at the club or something.
He's a House Baratheon.
Right. Bogdan Bogdanovich. Like, he got Bogdan in his name. That's like being named Smith Smithfield. I think it makes sense. I think, yo, that dude's probably like set, like 27.
He does not look like he can handle the heat in Phoenix. Like, he can have a hat on, turtleneck, everything. He's still gonna catch a damn sunburn.
You know they just gonna sell this pick to the, Spurs for cash, and then he's gonna turn it up to be an all-star. Suns stay selling them late picks for cash, man.
Spurs gonna give him Bane. They gonna give him Bane back.
Yeah.
They still own the rights to Nazi Muhammad. They gonna give him Nazi Muhammad.
Yo, he giving people buckets in these highlights.
They should show a highlight package of dudes getting blocked, turnovers, things like that. But like, well, this is what you're really getting. Yeah. I know we want to make the best out of the situation. However, yeah, this is why he wasn't number one.
Like, what if PJ Harris' highlight package was his mugshot, evidence photos from the car? Like, here's the guns he had. As you can see, he was packing quite a lot of heat.
Yeah, this was the first drug test he failed. This one only failed for marijuana, but as you can see in the second one, it had marijuana, it had some PCP, it had a little cocaine, and then the third one only had meth.
So what's up with Derrick Rose, though? He didn't want to play with LeBron. Now you get offered, which only one of these guys is a free agent, by the way, Carmelo or Kevin Love. And he's like, I don't want to play with Melo. I want to play with Kevin Love.
Kevin Love all day long.
You think it's because he's racist?
Insecure, man.
Yeah, I think he just don't want to be not the biggest star on his team. But here's the thing, dude. Newsflash. You're not playing. You already, the time already passed you by. You just need to get to winning again. And Kevin Love can help, but so can Melo. Y'all need scoring. Y'all already got defense.
They need Melo.
He'd be better than Luol Deng.
They need Melo for the fact of he can't score all the points, and he needs to be able to pass it to somebody so that he doesn't have to wear his knees down any worse than they already are.
Yeah.
And Kevin Love's not. He's gonna have to set Kevin Love up to get open to make shots, whereas with Melo, he can just run down, pass it off, and Melo's gonna get his own shot. He's not gonna have to work as hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd still rather have Love all day long over Melo.
You think his brother tweeted that out or made that comment? It's not really him.
Reggie?
It's really his brother. Yeah, because his brother known as, you know, stir things up.
Yeah, he is.
Or at least take the blame for things that Derek really said.
Well, I don't know, man. They said it came from his camp, so you're right. It could be his brother talking too much shit again. That wouldn't be crazy, but I mean, either one of those guys would be an improvement over what they have, I think. So, anyway, it's time to do our favorite segment.
What position does McDermott play? He plays small forward?
Yeah, yeah, three.
Okay, so yeah, if they was to get Kevin Love, which I doubt he wants to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay.
Is Joakim Noah the center?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Boozer is the power forward, so yep. Kevin Love would be a huge upgrade over Boozer. That's for sure.
I guess how many years does Boozer have left on his contract, though? Because
one year. This is his last year. But they could still amnesty him, though. Or trade him straight up for Kevin Love.
Yeah, you probably have to make that trade.
But then, I don't think Minnesota's going to take Kevin Love. I mean, Boozer back for Kevin Love.
But then what's wrong with that other guy that they had that likes to dunk on Dwayne Wade?
Taj Gibson?
Yeah, Taj Gibson.
I mean, he's good enough to start.
That's
sure.
All he really got, though, is them dunks. He can't shoot for shit.
He fits.
Kobe tweeted, "Welcome home, Randall, from one legendary institution to one epic franchise. # Lakers draft." Yeah, Kobe. Mm-hmm. KD tweeted, "Adam Silver, such a classy man. That's love right there. I'm emotional for him. Damn, I love that." You know what, Kevin Love? You the real MVP, Kevin Love.
You know, speaking of like trades and stuff, they haven't solidified that Hornets trade yet.
Nope,
on the NBA website. Yep. If that falls through, either way, I'm happy.
Well, they actually haven't solidified. It took them a while to solidify the trades. They reported right away anyway. Okay. Although, aren't you surprised that no veterans have been traded? Right? Like, feels like more veterans would have been traded because there's some contracts out there. Josh Smith, you know, people that were rumored to be out there on the block that nobody's really talking about.
Yeah,
so.
I guess Samuel Dallin.
Oh, draft alert!
Dallin Baron Chandler, the only veterans.
The Los Angeles Clippers select C.J. Wilcox from the University of Washington.
Who?
Wilcox. Cox.
Scorer.
Well, you know, hopefully Chris Paul doesn't punch him.
Yeah, because he's known to punch Cox.
Mm-hmm. He'll do it.
He likes to go balls deep.
Yep. He likes to go deep in people's balls.
Yeah. With his fist.
Anyway.
And he's the shooting guard.
Yeah.
So they have like four shooting guards already.
Yeah, they do.
The Clippers.
Yeah. What's up with that? They're like, hey, man, we just love shooting guards, man.
They just keep collecting them.
Who you think made this pick?
Doc.
Who had the final say?
Doc.
Okay.
So that means JJ gone?
No, I just want to know if you think like one of the Sterlings had anything to do with it.
Doubt it.
Pick that nigger right there. Okay. Yep. He's a good boy. The boy can work hard. Look at him. He's got those strong legs.
Oh, honey. You upset, honey?
Yo, you want that's what I want to see. I want to know what Donald Sterling live tweets to draft.
That would be epic.
Oh, that's a terrible pick. He's got those AIDS going around giving him sleeping with all these women. What has he done for the black community?
Yeah, what did he do on his college campus?
Oh. What was that dude's name again?
Cox?
Yeah. Big Will Cox.
Big old cock.
Yeah, Big Cox. That's what I like in my locker room. Take show my ladies. All right, last segment.
You can fuck them and do whatever you want with them, honey.
Don't bring them to the game, okay?
And don't take pictures with them. I don't care. Take it off that social media. Yeah, who they had? Reggie Bullock. Oh,
la 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 la. Hey Mamba, that's right. Hey Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant in the news this week, recruiting Carmelo Anthony, but the Lakers are a long shot. Los Angeles Lakers wouldn't seem to be an ideal destination for Carmelo Anthony, the free agent who was more interested in winning a title than making an outrageous fortune. Still, Kobe Bryant plans to help make his best sales pitch. In a text message, he told Chris Broussard, oh, this might not be true.
oh, Lord.
Hey, man, Chris' sources are not the most reliable, dog. That's all I'm saying.
Because didn't he say LeBron was staying in Cleveland?
Yeah, he always says, he always come out with some shit like, and then I just got word, guys. I just got word. LeBron James definitely re-signing with the Heat right now, just opting into his contract. And then Andy Katz come on later and be like, LeBron James' agent is saying he opted out. Okay, my sources were a little off this time.
A little.
Anyway, no.
Fuck with him, man.
Just keep the gay people from getting married. That's all that matters. When they had him on TV talking about gay marriage, I was like, come on, Chris. Come on, dog. Just report the sports.
I haven't seen him since.
Yeah. I'm like, you got to get way better at reporting sports to start being against gay marriage, dog. You got to be like on Wojo level or fucking like, what's my dude that always reports the NFL news on Twitter?
Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter. You got to be Adam Schefter level to come out against gay marriage on ESPN, dog.
Yeah, that or Barkley, were you known to say outlandish things.
Yeah, we don't go to him for any advice, though. Like, he couldn't, like, Barkley's never broken a story in his life, but Chris Broussard be breaking stories and be wrong, and then he against gay marriage. Like, it's a bad combo, man. He was really on TV saying that shit. It should have been like, did you check your sources on the gay marriage thing? you sure you got all the facts correct? But yeah, man. So, Kobe still plans to make his best sales pitch. He told Chris Broussard in a text message that he will meet with, Melo. Los Angeles might be a better spot for Anthony's wife, Lala. Shout out to Justin. But Anthony reportedly is talking to Dallas and Houston in his first round of interviews. So,
yeah, you say the best for last.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, man, that's been Ballsy Sports. I mean, we pretty much got through the first round. There's still three picks to left. But I'll wrap up the show and we can watch it with the audience if you want.
Cool.
And finish the first round, then we're going to get out of here. But thanks everybody for listening and supporting the premium content on the network. The Wizards, did y'all not even have a pick, Chris?
Nope.
Damn.
Wow.
How did that happen?
They traded for Gortat for Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
And y'all, then they talking about getting rid of him?
Yeah, I was going to say, are y'all going to re-sign him then?
I hope so. I hope so.
He played good in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, so I think we're going to end up with no. I feel bad, man. Me and Chris normally talk about our picks and this time it's only our team that gets to talk about them, but, you know, Chris's team did go to the second round.
Well, hey, I mean, hey, you know, I was kind of a de facto Lakers fan over here with Justin, so.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They're definitely going to win 65 games this year.
And they're going to get Melo and LeBron.
And they're going to win the championship.
Paul Gasol will definitely come back.
Now, I mean, you heard it here first.
If we got Melo and LeBron, you saying we wouldn't win the ring?
Well, I mean, obviously you're going to get him.
Right.
I mean, it's almost obviously. Not fair. Mm-hmm. Unless David Stern comes back from the dead and vetoes a trade. As he's been known to do.
Yo, they free agents, so they coming.
Thank you so much, Chris, for being here.
Well, thank you.
You know, we can make this a tradition, man. This is fun. It was a lot of work for me, but it was very fun for, it seems, for you and Justin and Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, thank you for being here.
Anytime. This is about the only way I'm going to stay up to see the whole draft.
Draft alert!
With the 29th pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Oklahoma City Thunder select Josh Huestis from Stanford University.
Huestis, an outstanding defender, three times 12 all.
Yo, Josh Huestis looks like a black dude that went to Stanford.
Highlights.
He also light skinned.
The lightest draft ever.
This is the lightest draft. Like it this whole, is. Like Drake should be the background music for this draft.
What about 10, 15 of them is light skinned?
All with good hair. Not even light skin with bad hair.
Like when Blake got drafted, he looked kind of messed up. Like he's kind of an ugly light skin dude.
Deformed.
Yeah, but these light skin dudes all look like they could be in Shy.
Ah! Wow. Big group.
The offspring of Prince spread out the country.
Yeah.
You're doing his tour days. These is children, they all grown up. Team blouses.
Yeah. lightest draft of all time.
They shout that out to every shot, team blouses.
Yeah.
Are you writing that down, Kerry?
Yeah. Yeah. So I won't forget.
Anyway, we'll be back next week at our normal time, Friday at 2:30. Talking sports again, me and Justin.
I thought we were still doing tomorrow.
We just did all the stories.
With our special guest?
That's what I was doing, working. And no, we probably will not do tomorrow.
I wanted our other special guest.
We're out of stories, man. I'm sorry. And don't feel like...
Tomorrow could be all YMCA stories.
Yeah. Okay, man. I'll probably... Tomorrow will be all nap for me. And I'll probably hopefully I get to see Transformers now.
We're going to see Transformers. Yeah. Okay, said, how bad that movie is.
Karen said, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. Nap, no nap.
I am not missing Transformers.
Appointments you talking about, all the appointments you better have or your schedule is Transformers.
Right. All right, man. We'll
say different. Say different.
We'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.
Stop trying to interrupt me, Rod.
Come on, man.
Stop trying to interrupt
me,
Rod.
We're still going to watch the rest of the draft.
You've been doing draft alerts. Stop trying to interrupt me.
All right. Now you know how it feels. Peace.